about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Big up the whole island massive. It's your boy Chetana coming straight from the Golden Gloves, you know what I'm saying? My father Tom Hanks presenting in a word soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Hootie hoo! Man, come on. Don't nobody say hootie hoo no more. Don't nobody say that shit, man. Come on, come correct with the real shit. We on that poo poo? Are we on that SJ?
Is it Heimer?
Now remember, every time I give you a checkup, I check under your panties, the parts we call your private parts. You remember, you always keep covered up, keep your private parts clean and covered, and no one should check under there except mommy or daddy or the doctor, okay? If anybody wants to touch you under your panties or check under your panties, you say no and tell mommy, okay?
And now,
great looking wiener.
Our feature presentation.
That's, that's not the way you want to.
Good morning.
That's not the way you want to start things, huh?
Good morning.
Huh.
Can we have a do-over? Is that possible?
I mean, I could play it again.
No,
I shouldn't mean that by do-over.
I definitely don't need that kind of do-over.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It is Thursday morning, the 16th of January.
Yeah.
Yes.
The three-day weekend approaching.
Honestly,
I didn't realize that till last night again. We learned about it about a week ago, and I'm very excited. And then last night I was like, oh my God, it's this Monday.
I know.
So we have been working very hard after coming back from our Christmas and New Year's
break. We worked almost over a week, and so we're very tired.
Almost over a week, you're right. Mm-hmm. Oh, we deserve that
Monday. How do we keep it up?
We need it even.
Right?
Yeah, we definitely do.
Do you guys have problems with things that are incredibly easy for everyone else?
Well, math is to my friend to the left here.
How dare you?
That's not necessarily easy to everyone else.
I mean,
but for
saying like 4 + 4 is 8.
Yeah, simple addition
kind of
should
stuff,
be in my wheelhouse. It is not. Mm-hmm.
All right. You can get along with that.
Yeah.
I went out to sushi with my kids and chopsticks. I look like a monkey playing Jenga, or you know what I mean?
I just immediately got a visual before you even said what you look like.
My fingers don't even work at that point.
It's like most people learning guitar.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be like you kind of stabbing and like sort of just fumbling and picking them back up.
Mm-hmm. And like a dump truck just using it like that.
Any way I can, except for the way they're supposed to be used.
Yeah. Well, you know that in Japan, you're not even supposed to use chopsticks. You just use your hands.
Oh, that's the best news ever.
You just have
to say, use my hands.
Listen, I'm being true to sushi art.
So all the time when we go, I go, hey, I'm just going to have a fork. So sorry, everybody. Mm-hmm. I know it's a little embarrassing for the table, but I'm going to ask for a fork. So last night, I thought, I'm going to conquer this. This is ridiculous. How long have I not been able to use chopsticks?
Just a question. Have you ever done the like 5-year-old tape with the paper in the back? You know what I mean? Like the training wheels?
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
In second grade, my second grade teacher, bless you, Mrs. Harrington, was from Japan, and we did a whole morning on Japanese culture, and she taught us how to use chopsticks.
Oh,
and she gives you one.
Where was she my whole life?
Taped on the back, and it's like training wheels, like you said, for chopsticks.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, you need a Mrs. Harrington.
When the waiter comes up or waitress, you have to say, may I have the chopsticks that are for infants? It's what you ask
is
for.
Is that less embarrassing than a fork?
Give me the ones for people with zero skills.
Stupid infants. I need those. Are they labeled that way?
Yeah, you just have to ask.
So then last night I was trying, and at first it was going okay.
Yeah.
But then, like, you sort of grab the little piece, and then you're barely holding on. You know it's just a matter of a second before it falls.
Then you're not, at that point, you can't dip in any like soy sauce, anything.
Oh my God.
That's out of the
advanced
question.
Work.
Don't be a crazy person.
Bad.
No.
My bad.
There's no dipping.
He just learned how to ride a bike. He's not doing wheelies.
Okay, correct. I skipped ahead. Okay.
So then it was falling, and then it fell, and so then like, I tried it again, and you're trying to sort of not let the table realize what a disaster you are with something that everybody else seems to be able to master just so easily.
You're getting
Plus,
splinters.
You're starving at this
I'm very hungry. So then about halfway through, I would try to set it up like I was using them, but I would just stab whatever food it was.
Good.
And then just put them, because who's going to notice? Because it's all about embarrassment there.
Right.
It's like you're actually fishing now.
It really is.
Sticking it with a spear.
That one didn't work.
Yeah.
So I finally said, near the end of the meal, I finally said to myself, all right, listen, just stick with it until you get it.
Okay.
On this bite, stick with it. Don't give up. Don't pick it up with a fork. Don't pick it up with your hands. Don't stab it. Just stick with it till you get it.
Can you imagine being out to dinner with Kevin, knowing that this is his internal monologue?
Giving himself motivational speeches.
While
you could do it.
Yeah.
You could do it.
Let's give it one more try. Let's get back in the groove.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That was never getting back in the groove. I never learned.
Find the groove.
No groove.
So I sat there and I tried and I tried and I got it where it was just almost ready to fall and then it fell.
Oh. Okay.
And then I tried again and I didn't even pick it up. Then I tried again and it almost fell, and then I tried again, and it fell right away, and I finally got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which was a victory.
Yeah.
Everyone had left the restaurant
and then,
closed.
From across the street, I hear my daughter. This is all I hear.
A slow clap.
And I looked at her, and I said, why are you paying attention to that? She said, that may have been the funniest thing I've ever seen.
And you meant across the table, right? She wasn't across the street.
No, she was no, she was so embarrassed she left the restaurant.
Did she leave?
No, she had to.
I don't let her eat in the restaurant. Tell you that. Don't be ridiculous.
She was in the car across the street. I don't
know
why you're not following this.
I've never eaten with that garbage person.
But I sort of put on the blinders, and like I didn't want anyone to see. And I
watching the whole time.
I was working hard.
Yeah.
And I succeeded, and she just, and then
slow
she started laughing.
You.
She said, that may have been the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That's amazing.
So I can't do that. Aww. Also, by the way, maybe this is a topic again. We've done this a lot. I grew up in Phoenix with a swimming pool. Backflip. Forward flip.
Sure.
Can't do them.
Oh.
Can't.
I can't do those.
My entire childhood in Phoenix with a swimming pool, we would swim 6 to 7 hours during the summer a day without exaggerating.
Jeez.
Yeah, we were out there. That's the only thing to do. It's like, let's go swimming. Okay.
Yeah.
And we would invent games and all this stuff. We used to put like an air compressor underneath and scuba dive, all that. Jump the bike off the roof into the pool. But when I would try to flip, I would land flat on my back.
Is this with a diving board or without a diving
with.
Board? Oh, that's pathetic.
Yes.
I'm going to say, if you're just on the edge of the pool, I'm going to give you a little bit of leeway.
That's beginner pathetic.
Wow.
I want to go on record as saying I don't think it's that. I can't even do a normal dive. And
a normal dive?
Yeah, and I swam my whole life. I have no problem swimming.
You can't do a normal dive?
I can't dive. I can't do the thing where you dive in hands first, basically, or head first.
Wow, this makes me feel so much better.
Wow, I am like Esther. Is it Esther Williams? Esther.
I'd go with Greg Louganis.
Well, yeah, I was thinking of the lady that, and she did all the stuff.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So I couldn't do it, and I couldn't do it, and I couldn't do it. And my brother could do it really easy, so he would show me, and then I would do a back. And the back flops were painful. It was the perfect angle.
It's got to hurt.
Perfect angle to knock the breath out of you, and you just can't. And I tried, and I tried, and I tried my entire childhood. And then I went to college.
Yeah.
And they had a high dive board.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Not a diving board, but a high dive.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I thought, this is my mind going, hey, there's so much more space. This should be easy.
Mm-hmm.
I turned it at the exact same amount.
Oh.
And landing on your back from a higher
further.
Level.
Yes. Kevin. Which means I was flipping much slower than I was from the diving board.
Yeah.
And when I hit that time, I had to be pulled out of the pool. And my back was just red the whole way down. And I just said, not for me.
Goddamn, Kevin.
And then my other brother would go, this is the easiest thing in the world. Why can't you do this? I go,
You were just in your head.
It must be a mental thing.
You were just in your head. Because once you realized that you weren't getting enough like propulsion, you were like, that's it. That's just who I am.
And it hurt every time.
Yep,
so then I was like, oh, no, I don't want it to hurt. So I need to make sure I do it. So I was getting my head on that one.
Absolutely.
Do you have any sort of need to want to still learn how to do that?
Sure.
I mean, give a call right now.
Nope.
If you are a diving teacher.
I'm just saying.
Oh, no, I can dive.
I'm
not Jensen, for God's sake.
Teacher, a back flipper.
Or front flip, either one.
Okay.
Just not doable.
I feel like, honestly, a back would be easier. Back flip should be easier.
I know that you say that, and so does everyone else.
Yeah.
My experience does not bear that out.
2020.
Kevin conquers
makes
easy
it
stuff.
His mission to do a front flip or back flip. We all meet him at a public pool, and then from across the street, we just...
Honestly, I love it.
We're not even in the pool area. We're across the street, just slow clap.
I don't want to brag.
No, brag.
But
because it seems to me Everyone else can do it.
This is a sentence I didn't think I'd ever say. Right. But I actually launched onto a, I believe he was Norwegian, but a Norwegian man dressed as a clown from a 10-meter diving thing.
What are you talking about?
What did you just...
Like, I latched onto him like a kangaroo, and we did three backflips.
Oh, you held onto him.
Together?
Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's pretty awesome.
So you guys did synchronized diving?
Oh, yeah.
With a clown?
Yeah.
A Norwegian clown?
Yeah, what? Yeah, I think it was Norwegian. Yeah, I video. It's a whole different...
When can we see that video?
Immediately, if not sooner.
Oh.
Wow, you have it?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
I wish I would have documented the 5 million backflops I did where I just pretty much killed myself.
That was all in your head then.
I know, and yeah. I knew that, but then I was like, it's all in my head, so I can fix something that's in my head. Yeah. No, it turns out you can.
Okay, so here's what we do. A whole thing on hypnosis, and then we go right to the pool with Kevin.
I think for sure we're going to a public pool.
Drug 100%. Me up. You're going to have to drug me up, too.
Nope, you're going to be fine. We're going to get past this.
All right.
Yeah.
What about chopsticks?
No, you're...
No help? No. Where's what about Mrs. Huntington? Where's she?
Mrs. Harrington.
Harrington.
I hope she's doing well. Oh, God, please don't be dead.
All right, let's talk about this morning's show, shall we?
Well, I'm hoping we get closure tonight and we can move on to the next cause. But we're here supporting Taco Bell tonight, and that's what's important.
Excellent.
All right. Kiwi pizza.
Come on. Come on.
Those two words together make us throw up in our mouths.
It's so gross.
What if they made it cute like Kiwiza?
No.
No, okay.
No, cute name doesn't help.
Okay, got it.
But we're going to try it this morning.
Uh-oh.
We're having pizza and we're having kiwi. We're going to cut it up and put it on the pizza and give it a try, all three of us.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh,
except for Allie.
Well, no.
Jansen and I.
I'll eat.
We don't want what will happen with Allie.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I have lactose intolerance.
The Stroller Patrol app is an app that you can keep an eye on your nanny with your kids. Mm-hmm. And if somebody else sees something that's going on, they can take a picture and send it to you.
It's a snitch app. It's an app
it really
snitches.
Is.
It's, yeah. They should call it Nanny Narc. Is
yes,
what
they
should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's a thing. Your most insignificant lie, the smallest thing you lie about, and why?
Mm-hmm. Why do you do it?
Do you lie about that?
Last night I was going over this and I realized I have another tell. Mm. So we'll go over what my tell is when I'm doing these insignificant lies.
All right. Okay. What's up with Florida on the program today?
Yeah.
RJ Bell with his final conference final picks for the NFL, and Dr. Drew will join us talking masturbation. So we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with what's happening next. Hey, everybody. Great news. Christine has video of me trying to use chopsticks in New York.
Yay!
Yay!
Man, it's worse than it is now, but not by much.
So if you enjoy bloopers, look at Kevin Mornings on Instagram. You could also follow us on Twitter. But yeah, you can see a man fumbling away at chopsticks.
Grown-ass man.
Grown-ass man.
You even
and
run...
And fumbling isn't even the strongest word.
No, you really run the gamut in this video. You do the dump truck, you do the stab.
Uh-huh.
You do a chopsticks where you actually wrap your hand around the chopsticks like a bat.
Looked at that, didn't understand it either.
It is like you have new hands.
What
are
and
these?
Nothing about them works.
No, what are these is what you're saying, and not the chopsticks, your hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So at Kevin Mornings if you want to see that on Instagram.
You too.
It's
good.
It's great.
You
well worth it.
It's 5:51, time for What's Happening with Allie.
You guys watch any shows on Apple TV Plus?
I
Mandalorian,
watched,
some of them.
That's on Disney.
That's on Disney, but sure.
Oops, sorry.
Absolutely. I watched The Servant. Isn't that what it's called? Uh-huh. The M. Night Show?
M. Night Shyamalan.
I watched
that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything on that.
Really?
Plus, no.
Okay. Morning Show, you didn't watch that? Okay.
I know you did love Morning Show.
I did. I really did. And I'm very much looking forward to Little America, which comes out tomorrow.
It's very exciting.
On Apple TV Plus. Now, super excited about this because Apple TV Plus has nabbed the rights to Beastie Boys Story, a documentary, of course, about the legendary rap trio, and it's going to be produced by Spike Jonze.
Yay!
All right.
So you're going to see Adam Horovitz and Mike Diamond discussing the group's 40-year friendship and rise to fame as hip-hop exploded in the late 80s. The movie is billed as a live documentary, and it was shot at Brooklyn's King Theater. The pair also will pay tribute to founding member MCA, who passed away in 2012. Beastie Boys Story is set to debut in IMAX theaters on April 3rd and then be available via Apple TV Plus on April 24th.
I would want to see that in IMAX just because
100%.
Of the sound and everything else.
Yeah.
So great.
Well, yeah. I think, is this, I mean, I don't know because I did do a little research on it to figure out, but maybe you found out. Is this based on at all on the stage show?
It's a byproduct of the book, the retrospective Beastie Boys book.
Because that was what the stage show technically was too, but it was them telling stories. So I'm excited to see how they turn the whole thing into a movie.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I love the
It'll
book.
It'll be good.
The book is great.
Maybe we can have... one of them on.
Yeah,
hopefully
that'd be great.
Adam. Hopefully Adam to tell
really
us
good.
All about it.
That'd be fun.
Universally well known as bad interviews.
But on purpose.
Yeah.
They're
on
not
purpose.
Just bad interviews.
No,
they
yeah.
sabotage interviews. Not
oh,
to, didn't do that on
didn't
purpose.
Even on purpose.
But
yeah.
I'll take credit for it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But they really do. And every single time it would come up, we would have the same conversation. All right, listen, they're going to sabotage it. So it's going to be terrible. But we think you can't turn down an interview with the Beastie Boys. So let's make it work. Mm. And
Adam,
never did it work.
Adam Horovitz came on shortly after, I believe, I had taken the job, and I had been warned, like, he will be awful.
And you walk into it with such high hopes because these guys are like heroes.
Oh, I will tell you this. I enjoyed the hell out of it. And Omar actually came in and played parts of it, and he said, Allie is laughing
yeah.
the whole time, because I could see how much it was upsetting Bean and how Kevin couldn't get a straight answer, and the utter frustration
was
delighting me to no end. Chip and I were like holding our stomachs. We were laughing so hard.
I remember
hard.
Not being angry, but just frustrated because
yeah.
we thought this time we could make it work. Like,
yeah.
we
yeah.
thought we were good enough.
Yeah.
No.
And you figure they've matured.
No.
Been around
we
a
weren't
while.
Even counting on that.
Oh,
we just said, look,
so good.
We know what they're like. Let's prepare. Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
It's a puzzle. We can do it. And we couldn't do it.
Right.
I got him to talk about how he was going to do more acting. And I asked something like, what would be the role you'd want? And he said, I want to be on The Walking Dead. And I said, oh, wow. And he said, yeah, I just want to basically walk up to some zombies and say, I brought bagels. And I fell out. I was like, that is the most bizarre thing in a zombie apocalypse.
At least it's
just
an answer.
Yeah.
And a funny answer.
Oh, the whole thing was funny.
Yeah, it was great.
Just go back to the archives and find it. It is one of the greatest moments of my life.
Well, let's hope it shows up in the movie.
Oh, I hope so. I really hope so, you guys. Hey, the Grammys. They're coming up, you guys. Mm-hmm. January 26th, the 62nd annual Grammy Awards here in Los Angeles. Hosted again.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't care.
You do care. By
mm-hmm.
Alicia Keys.
I don't care.
There are some amazing performers, you guys.
I don't care.
Just announced Camila Cabello, Jonas Brothers, Tyler, the Creator, Her, Bonnie Raitt, Rosalia, Run DMC, Charlie Wilson, Aerosmith, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Lizzo, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, Demi
wow.
Lovato will give her first public performance since her 2018 overdose and hospitalization. So people are going to be watching for her. Good to have her back.
I don't care.
You do, a little bit. Bonnie Raitt is going to perform a tribute to Lifetime Achievement Award recipient John Prine. And, it's going to be great. Run DMC joining Aerosmith.
That's what I was going to say. I figured.
Yeah.
I was like, why would Run DMC be there? Then I heard Aerosmith.
Come on.
And then it makes sense.
Come on. And Charlie Wilson. So it's going to be good. I said I wasn't going to watch these anymore. I'm going to watch that.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's the thing about those is I do love that they go for it. I do love that they try these combinations. They're not positive how it's going to go. I like that swinging for the fences vibe. So I sort of cut them a little slack.
Yeah.
But still, it's 65-35
yeah.
in favor of not being so great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you go, oh, I was so hoping for so much more in that.
Listen, it...
But I will watch.
I've
I think
seen,
I'm going.
There's bands that I've seen over 20 times. Like Prince is one of them. Bonnie Raitt is one of them.
Oh,
I've
really?
Seen her over 20 times. And for her to do a whole tribute to John Prine... Oh, my God. Like, that probably interests no one in this room. And that's what I am looking most forward to. Nope, not at all?
I do not care.
Okay.
Not really, no.
I've traveled to see Bonnie Raitt by myself because my friends were like, I'm sorry, who? That old lady with the red hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her.
I've never had any interest, but okay.
We got to take that button away from Jensen.
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
It's 78.
It's just all Grammys.
78 times.
All Grammys.
He's only going to talk about the Grammys,
yes.
that guy?
Yeah.
All right.
That's our recap, too. We've already got it. Plan it.
What about, you want to talk about Wings?
The band?
No. That would be Wing.
What? So, yeah, Wings.
Oh, I was thinking of Wing, the singer.
No, Wings is the band. Wing is the singer that...
Wings, the one with that little guy named Paul in it? That one? Oh, no. I'm talking about the ones you eat.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
that I care about.
That? Okay.
Yes. Yes, that's not the Grammys.
How many Wings would you say in a sitting? Could you eat? And not could you, like it's not a contest, but on average.
Yeah. You mean not, I'm not in an eating contest.
No,
I'm just trying to make myself happy from eating.
Exactly.
12.
Okay.
I'd say probably 15 to 20.
Okay. Well, the average number of people that eat chicken wings in a single sitting has doubled in the past 2 years, you guys. In 2017, a survey of 2,000 American chicken wing eaters found that they ate just over 7 wings in a sitting.
That's it?
That's not much.
It seems low.
Lame.
But maybe if I asked you this in 2017, you guys would have said 7.
Maybe.
Because something has changed. Now, it's over 16 wings in a setting.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I found very interesting. Before, it was over 59% said that they get theirs from a restaurant.
Okay.
Now, 2 years later, the majority of people are making chicken wings at home. That has edged out the
you're
top
making
spot.
Them at home.
I've never made chicken wings at home. No.
But if you do, I assume you would eat more because they're there. They're not going away. You're not leaving the restaurant.
They don't make them in packs of 7. Yeah.
Oh, dude, lame.
Have you ever made them at home, Kevin?
No.
I'm not a monster.
No,
people can make it for me.
I've never thought that you can make chicken wings as well as a restaurant can.
Right.
No.
Okay.
I need, you need like a deep fryer and stuff to make them really good, right?
Well, that's fried. No,
yeah.
Chicken wings, no.
You
put them in the oven.
Now that you're a chef, what about you?
I've made them,
Okay.
I've actually made it, and I put the whole concoction in a plastic bag. Then you put the chicken in there, and you shake it up so it's coated all over the place.
And, and you think you've made them well?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't say that at all. All right, some birthdays for you. Lin-Manuel Miranda, John Carpenter, Kate Moss, and from your Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. It always sounds so dumb.
It does.
That. Everyone hates it. People in L.A. hate it. People in Anaheim hate it. I talked to someone in Toledo the other day that was like, hey, have I ever told you how much I hated it? And
did
I was like, that's a weird setup.
Because I wish they'd pick something shorter, but you know what I mean? Like something we don't have to, like, I don't know. Here at the Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jen's show, I just think that name
crisp,
is too long.
Easy, boom. Oh, that's what you're saying. Okay. Anyway, it's Albert Pujols' birthday, and we wish you a happy one. And that's what's happening.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. LA and OC's alternative.
We're going to talk about pizza with kiwi on it.
Mm-hmm.
A new nanny app called the Stroller Patrol, where other people can take pictures of you and then send them to the parents.
It's snitching.
Seems
just called
odd.
Snitching, yeah.
And what's up with Florida as well? But first, we were talking yesterday about TV shows that you would love to see a spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the characters is so good. You'd like to see a spinoff of that and follow that character on in further adventure.
Sure.
And who wants to start?
Well, when you think about a spinoff, I think the most recent would be Better Call Saul.
Yeah, yes.
Is
a good
definitely one. Then if you think back, it's like, okay, you had Cheers, then you had Frasier.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes there's one character that you're like, oh, I want to hear the rest of their story.
Yes.
Why do I not know it? I have a few. First off is a show on HBO from Issa Rae called Insecure. It's one of my favorite shows. But there is a standout on that show. And she plays Kelly. It's Natasha Rothwell. I want to see her in everything. I'm telling you right now, every time she's on the screen, I'm like, oh, she is magic.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you were an Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt follower. Mm-hmm. Fan.
Great show.
That was a good show.
Great show. Everyone on that show is wonderful.
Yes.
But there is one character that I want to find out everything about him, watch him in every scenario, and that character is Titus.
I vividly remember all my past lives. There's Cyrus, the first openly gay slave, Alphonse, who almost invented the raisin, and Napoleon, a very sick parrot.
Magic.
He is the best.
Almost invented the reason.
You almost
think, how could anyone else have played that role?
No.
They had to have cast him knowing.
Well, I feel like also the character is Titus, and his name is Titus Burgess. So they were like, we need to find a Titus.
They did
and
the
then
same
they
thing
found
with
them.
Tracy Jordan and Tracy Morgan.
Oh, that's true.
Very similar.
Oh,
same
true.
Writers.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, everything about Titus is magic. There are, like, that's the type of show that you miss things because you're laughing so hard, then you have to rewind.
Second watch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, love Titus. Okay, I made no secret of this on first watch of Barry. I came in, and it was my less annoying Peaky Blinders, because mm-hmm. I would not shut up about Barry.
But the rest of us started watching it relatively quickly.
Yes, you guys got in early.
We're picketing Peaky Blinders just because too many
people
watch
it.
Okay.
Never watch it.
Right.
But I started talking about this character so much that his management reached out, and they were like, we get it, you love him, do you want him in? Yes, we do, because that character is Anthony Carrigan's NoHo Hank.
Hey, you know, if we knocked down that wall, it would really open the place up. You know, clean up the blood, maybe add some French doors, maybe ping pong table right there. You know, I'm just riffing.
That's him talking about a trap house.
He is so good. Every single, I mean, you're on a show with Henry Winkler and Bill Hader, and you are stealing every single scene. I want a spinoff of NoHo Hank, you guys.
I agree.
He's a genius.
It
would be great. And also, he is kind of the Saul of that show.
As far as
comedic relief and kind of always helping with plot points.
Yeah, true.
It would be great. Mine is someone on television. I don't see a lot of things that I think speak to me directly as a person. Like, hey, that's me. I don't really see myself on television a ton, unless it's the Muppets. But in this case, this character, since I was a child, is a person I relate to so much so that I have a tattoo of him. This is Milhouse from The Simpsons. If Milhouse got his own show, I would be thrilled. I pulled some of my favorite Milhouse clips.
So this is what it feels like when doves cry.
Everything he says is gold.
Elf Pogs. Remember Elf? He's back in pog form.
Remember, his father is they divorce, his parents divorce, his dad gets a race car bed and is like, hang out with me. And poor Milhouse, always in love with Lisa, never able to take. I mean, there's so many plot points that they could keep. Listen to the little gem.
Remember the time you ate my goldfish and you lied to me and said I never had any goldfish? But why'd I have the bowl, Bart? Why did I have the bowl?
It's a great question.
Why do you have the bowl, you guys?
He's always trying to keep up with everyone. It would just be a great show on it. It would just be called Milhouse. What a name.
I'm in.
Of course.
And then the other one I picked is from what I think is probably the start of peak television. Arguably the greatest show in television history, The Sopranos. And every time Polly Walnuts was on screen, he stole not only the scene, but almost the season. Mm-hmm. Everything was so good that he did.
Worry a little more about what you give me.
I feel like maybe picking a Polly Walnuts without cussing was hard.
I thought it got dropped.
It is hard.
I had to get out of delay there so I know it sounded weird, but he used the F word and we thought, maybe not this early.
Thought it got bleeped.
It didn't.
Nope. Anyway, that's Polly Walnuts, and he's incredible from The Sopranos.
I'm with you on that one. That would be great. Mm-hmm. Mine is also a drama.
Oh.
We're talking about shows where a character we would love to see a spinoff of. And mine is The Americans. Did you guys watch that? 2013 to 2018?
I didn't, but boy, have I heard incredible things about it.
They're sleeper agents from Russia. They're living in the U.S. They're taking messages from Russia, and they get activated every once in a while, but they have kids.
Let's hope it's not like based on reality is what you're saying.
This is a documentary you're talking about,
but they have kids in the United States, and they don't tell them what they're doing.
Oh.
So as the series goes along, it's a very serious show, and an FBI agent sort of figures out that they're spies, but their kids are starting to figure out that they're spies. And I want to see their daughter Paige, because she's just getting to the point where she realizes that she doesn't like what her parents are doing. She doesn't understand it completely, but she's turning into a teenager, and she couldn't hate them more.
Ooh.
And I want to see the follow-up, like, does she eventually become a Soviet spy like her parents? Does she go the opposite way?
It's a great idea.
I need to follow up on that. Here's here's a scene where the parents are talking to her, and they're asking her, why did you give all your money to the church? Did they force you to give the money to them? And listen to the mom and the dad trying desperately to sort of keep their kid in line when their kid does not want to be kept in line at all.
Who told you to do it? The pastor? His wife?
Why do you think I can't make my own decisions?
You know why? Because it's a stupid decision. And you're not stupid, Paige. You are saving that money to go to Europe.
Well, it's going to better use
there. What use? Do you know what they're using that money for?
They're feeding refugees, building houses. You guys don't help anyone.
We help you.
Okay, now Dad gets involved and he's not happy at all with you guys don't help anyone.
We help you, and we helped you save that money. Please do not roll your eyes at me.
He sees a Bible.
You can show me some respect.
Paige, you started lying to us?
I didn't lie.
Well, you certainly don't seem to know the difference.
Do you?
Dad! Lie.
Stop! What are you doing? Stop it!
Does this book tell you to do that?
Philip.
Touch it! You respect Jesus, but not us.
Come on.
My God, I mean, it's intense, dang, man.
And they brought a string quartet to play right at that scene.
But I'm like, oh, but so what happens with her?
We need to know about Paige.
Does she become a spy?
A preacher?
A preacher? Who knows? Who knows?
The Little American.
I'm dying to see that.
The littlest American.
I like it. And my other one, I thought you guys were going to make fun of me because it's an animated show.
Oh, okay. No.
I didn't know Jensen was going Milhouse.
Milhouse, baby. Nerds.
So I go Family Guy.
Okay.
Stewie.
All right.
The one-year-old baby.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
For the most part, nobody can understand what he says except for Brian the dog.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the things he says are awful. He's sitting in a high chair and he's talking to Lois, his mom.
Damn you, vile woman! You've impeded my work since the day I escaped from your wretched womb.
He says stuff like that. He's supposedly one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And of course, she can't hear those words. Mm-hmm. She just hears crying or whatever. Eventually, on a few episodes, they do say that they can start to understand him. But this is Peter, his dad, and they're at a public pool, and Peter is got to try and help him out.
Hey, Stewie, how about Daddy teaches you how to swim?
Go away, fat man.
And my question is, wouldn't you love to see this guy as a teenager?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. As a 5-year-old, as a 9-year-old, as a teenager, as a 21-year-old.
By the way,
rocks at his neighbor,
right?
Robbie Joyner.
There is no better way to explain the spectrum that is Kevin Ryder than the fact that he picked The Americans and Family Guy.
He's layered.
He's an adult with a child inside. Yeah.
The final clip I have is the family sitting on the couch, and Stewie walks across in front of them naked and says this.
Just passing through. See anything you like? Speak up.
Look, people, pizza is the perfect food. Leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Just leave it alone. You don't need to dress it up. You don't need to add stuff to it.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Allie, tell us about this latest abomination.
Well, it literally, that's what it's called. A viral photo of something called the kiwitsa, which is kiwi slice, so it's like a pepperoni pizza, only the pepperoni is no longer there. It's kiwi slices.
Ugh.
It's apparently from a Danish pizzeria, and it's called basically an unholy abomination.
Accurate.
People are losing their minds after seeing a picture of this. And obviously, we don't live anywhere near where they're serving it, so we sent out Ruben to get pizzas. Mm-hmm. Christine then had organic kiwi and said, you know what? We can make our own. So that's what we've done, and you guys are going to try it. But then we thought, what could even be grosser than kiwi?
That's how our minds go.
Yeah.
Like, do not put kiwi on pizza, but what could be worse?
What kind of fruit would be worse? And Destiny just said, oh, banana. Obviously, banana. So in front of Kevin, in front of Jensen, and in front of Beer Mug, we have got one slice of a kiwitsa. The other slice is a nanitsa. I don't know. I just made up.
Bananitsa?
Mug's you okay?
I'm grossed out just by the sight of what's in front of me.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. The banana is potent. Yeah. You can smell the banana right away. But, I mean, I'm not going to lie. The kiwi one just looks pretty.
I mean, yeah.
No?
Just for the record, if Muggs is terrified by this, yesterday when I was leaving, I saw him. I was pulling out of the driveway, and I saw him walking, and I've never seen him happier. He was smiling and skipping, and I go, where you go? What's going on? He goes, I'm going to Chipotle. It's like 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm disgusted by his eating habits normally, and now he's disgusted by this, and I have to eat it.
A dumpster diver is upset about having to eat this.
Yeah. I mean, I guess one can argue the fact that pineapple on pizza is sort of the same thing.
But they don't taste the same.
No.
They don't taste the same. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Very different.
Yeah. I don't know. Should we have Kevin take the first bite?
I mean,
Kevin?
I will. Although this is really a horrible thing.
Go ahead. I mean, that was a bite.
The pizza's cold. That helps. I'm going to say.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He looks like he's positive about
Not as bad as I thought.
Hmm. Wow.
Relatively okay.
Relatively
okay. I'm
going to get
a relatively okay.
Put it on the menu. All right, Jensen, you're up next.
Surprised. I'm very surprised by that.
For the kiwi pizza.
Right?
Mm. Okay, his head. Oh!
He made a move like he was
second.
Gonna...
Bad second part.
You were just the meme of the girl tasting kombucha.
That was it. Not a bad start. It doesn't finish
well. It sneaks up on you.
No.
Okay. All right.
Oh.
Now let's go to our Mikey. He likes it.
Here we go.
Look at that reference, kid.
Here we go.
I mean, you're all going for the bites.
Well, I mean, that's what we're doing.
It's not a nibble. Yeah, get right up on the mic and make that sound.
Really...
Good Lord,
Muggs.
ASMR.
It has a similar flavor as pineapple. The
Does
kiwi.
It?
Yeah, it reminds me of that a little bit.
So what's your...
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. All right. See, you guys thought you'd be so grossed out.
I thought I'd hate it.
No one was as grossed out as I thought.
Yeah. No, at first I had an okay taste. Yeah, it's
And
fine.
That's why we now bring you Destiny's Choice
of
the banana pizza.
Hey, wait, why am I eating it if it's Destiny's Choice?
Yeah.
Because Destiny is the chef. Destiny made this for you guys.
Can we send her back to power?
Is it too late?
Kevin, you're going to be the first to try the nanner pizza.
I don't think I'm going to like the nanner pizza. Nope.
Oh, you spit it out. No.
Yeah.
Way to go, Destiny.
No.
This is a bad start, but I'm gagging watching
You're gagging just watching him. Yeah. All right, Jensen.
I need something else to change the taste of my mouth.
I'm going to need that.
No.
No. Oh. Uh-uh. He just had a chill go through his whole body. Okay, Jensen just spit it out as well. All right, Mugs.
We're checking out pizzas with weird toppings.
There's a pepperoni under my banana.
First was kiwi, now banana.
Out. Enjoy that.
Banana pizza.
Oh, my God. Look at Mugs' face. I feel like joy is coming.
No, not bad.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
You are disgusting.
So you would eat
look
a pizza.
I mean, look.
You would eat a pizza with banana on it.
I wouldn't order one, but hey, if you have it on your plate,
but
I'll eat it.
That's true of anything. You would eat anything if it's on the plate.
On your plate, I'll eat it.
Tell me you guys have seen the nanny spying app that lets paranoid parents keep an eye on their nannies and their kids at all times.
I did not know this
existed.
It's called
Stroller Patrol.
I only know it as You a Snitch, which is the app name that I think they should have went with.
Well, it is very controversial. It's apparently only in beta so far, so it's not really out there for everybody to use. But basically, you sign up as a parent. Your nanny also signs up to this app.
Which I do commend a bit, because that means that everyone is a willing participant, but keep going.
Right, but then if they're in, say, this woman's in New York City, they're in Central Park, and the nanny's wandering around not paying attention to the kids, anybody else can see it as well?
Because when you're within 300 feet in the vicinity of someone who's on the service, their picture pops up.
Yes.
Okay.
This seems like nothing but problems to me. And by the way, they're taking pictures of them, and who knows who else is in the picture. You know what I mean? Like, there's all kinds of problems.
Especially when you're at a playground with children all around, which you're not supposed to be taking photos of.
Yes.
Right.
So this is the creator. Let's let her explain it, and then we can...
Stroller Patrol. You created this for parents. Mm-hmm. Why?
I created this app because I felt that there were a lot of parents, a lot of with children who have caregivers.
Oh, parents with children. Okay.
And oftentimes that those caregivers were not always accountable or responsible in providing the attention that they were hired to do for the child.
So this all came one time when you witnessed something. You saw something that you thought was uncomfortable for you. And when you looked in the stroller, it was actually your neighbor's child.
Mm-hmm. There was this time where I stepped out to go to the store, and from a corner of my eye, I noticed there was an older woman who was being aggressive verbally and physically towards a small child in a stroller. And as I approached, I realized that this was my neighbor's daughter. Immediately, I called my neighbor, who happens to also be a friend of mine, and I relayed to her what I have seen.
By the way,
just for the record, she didn't start a storytelling app, right?
No.
Okay.
She didn't, thank God. I agree with her only in that your kids are all that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to protect them at all costs. I'm not positive this is the way you want to go about it, though. Letting perfect strangers be able to see pictures and information and texting or sending pictures or video to the parents.
Can I also say that I think a lot of context can be ruined here?
Yes.
So if you take a picture of something, it can look like tons of stuff. It
could
look like you're yelling instead you're sneezing. I mean, there's a ton of things that you could take a picture and be
you
fired
could,
over something wrong.
Be leading the little boy away from traffic and it looks like you're grabbing him. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Why's it got to be a little boy?
Throwing him into traffic.
Because you know that
little boys
he's, like,
are
running towards traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
Immediately, she asked me to take the child and hold the child by my side until she comes back, which I did when...
Can I just say I don't think she has a neighbor and she doesn't know that this kid... I think she's making it up, you guys. She seems very shaky.
I mean, again, she's a true storyteller, so please let her
continue
keep going.
For the rest of the
I need
half
to
hour?
Know more, yeah. Okay.
She did, of course, come back. The nanny was then discharged from her duties, from her job. And
then we sat down. We had a nice meal. We had chicken.
More importantly, the baby was safe and sound.
How can somebody subscribe to your app?
Oh, it's very simple. Parents download the application on their phone. They ask their nannies, their care providers, to download the application on their phone.
Put your social security number in, your banking number.
Scan your eyes, scan your face, scan your feet.
As also community members download the application on their phone so that when a community member or a neighbor sees an event that warrants reporting to the parent, and it could be any kind of event. It could be something that is questionable, whether you see a nanny smoking in front of the stroller or chatting it up on a phone, or maybe you have a really wonderful praiseworthy event that happens where the nanny is teaching a child how to ride a scooter or reading a story on the
I'm sure
that's what it's going to be used for.
It's definitely for scooters.
You know what? I just saw the nanny with your kid and learning a scooter.
Glorious.
It was so great.
So good at it, I used the app that I downloaded to be a snitch.
Bench. I mean, what parent who's at work wouldn't like to get positive feedback and be reassured that the person they hired is really the right person for their family?
I have to say, I just don't trust anything about this.
Yeah.
Any part of it.
I'm trying to figure out. Because it's true. You wanted, if I found out that my nanny was being
100%
abusive in some, I mean, that's what they're saying.
Or
really.
Even neglectful.
Even neglectful. Mm-hmm. I would want to know.
Agreed.
But I also don't think I'm leaving it up to the rest of my community to tell me.
Yeah.
And I don't, also, this opens up a door for like, because I know that this exists in a different way, like Facebook groups and stuff
Facebook
like that.
Oh, Facebook groups in New York City. Nannies of New York City.
My next door app. Mm-hmm. Every single day, there will be a picture of a nanny by a swing set. Is this your nanny? Look, she's on her phone. She's not even looking at the kid on the swing. It's daily. And
you see that all the time.
All the time. It's like, mind your business.
Yeah, that's
the
stuff.
Kid is on a swing. You're going to be all right. We're going to work right through it.
Because no kids have ever broke their bones on swings. We know that. Just teach us how to ride a scooter. That's what we want.
The kid's on a swing. I mean, come on.
Look at your kid on a swing. Looks like he or she's having a great time.
Listen,
I wanted you to know.
I live right behind a guy. We've discussed this. They got a trampoline. Mm-hmm. Here's what I hear day in and day out. Daddy, watch me. Watch me, Daddy. Daddy, why aren't you watching? Watch me, Daddy. Watch. Parents don't want to watch you 24/7. A woman that's getting paid $8 an hour ain't going to do it as well.
Allie,
she's not watching you like a hawk.
I need you to be honest with me.
Yeah.
Have you ever secretly prayed that you would hear, Daddy, Daddy, watch me. What? Oh, I broke my arm.
Every single day.
To Alma Vasquez from Downey, got tickets to the HD Radio Sound Space here at K-Rock with Coldplay. And that show's tomorrow, by the way. So you have three more chances to win at noon, 3, and 6 here on the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It is 9:22. Let's take a look at Florida, should we?
You goddamn people of Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida!
What's up with Florida? You always have the craziest news. What's up with you?
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida? Let's all find out what happened now.
Okay.
In Florida.
All right, okay. 34-year-old Kaylin Holcomb was pulled over by Brevard County Sheriffs while driving this past Monday. This is super recent.
Okay.
While attempting to back into a parking spot and in the process almost slamming into a building.
Oh.
Which is very Florida-like. And you would think that's the end of the story.
You have to be really bad at backing in parking to almost hit a building.
Totally. And that's why when police saw him struggling, they decided to hit the sirens, investigate a little bit, and observed quickly that he had some glossy eyes and smelt the alcohol on his breath.
Sure.
So when Holcomb refused to take a breathalyzer, we know what that means. They placed him under arrest for suspicion of DUI. However, during the encounter, the officers say that he made quite an offer for freedom.
Oh, no.
He said that if they let him go without punishment right then, he would be able to offer them a month of free. You guys go ahead and guess.
Oh.
Cable.
No.
Chicken.
Nope. It's MMA training. He offered them MMA training.
That's
he said,
nice.
Listen, I can help you out.
Like jiu-jitsu, maybe?
I'm a deadly professional mixed martial artist, and I'll even take
Sounds like a threat.
I'll take it one step further. I'll help you all night long. Tonight, we'll go around and find other suspects, and I'll beat them up for you as payment.
Oh, that's.
I mean, that's a really good offer. That's nice.
I mean, it seems like
he's
the right thing.
He's just trying to help.
Exactly, the right thing to do. He's a vigilante.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He said he would be their enforcer, but not only did the cops decline, but they added bribery of a public servant to his DUI charge. But I like to think we should keep an eye on this guy in case he debuts in like Bellator or something.
Correct.
He's pretty cool. Now, Facebook is a horrid hellscape of lies and disgusting trolls. But in West Palm Beach, one 26-year-old named Chauncey Lump is taking it.
Oh, my
one...
gosh.
Chauncey Lump.
That is unfortunate.
A very Florida name.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking Facebook Live to a whole new level. It was on the eve that Donald Trump attacked Iran. You all remember that just recently.
Sure.
And Lump, under the account name Black Man Versus America, decided to visit the website and stream his feelings. He played some Middle Eastern music in the background, put lotion all over his face, a towel on his head, and covered his body with a shower curtain.
Usually when a guy sends me video of lotion and a towel, well, I'm clicking, but I don't think it ends
it's
here.
It's not this guy.
You would also maybe call the cops? The cops were called, and he would later tell police he was pretending to be Iranian, but the problem is he said things like, do not play with me, I have an AK-47, I need to find the Donald, because if I don't find him, I'm going to have to blow up Broward County.
Wow.
Oh, good Lord,
the
sir.
Real eye-catcher, he killed my leader, now I have to kill him, which is a threat, and in turn...
if the Secret Service is listening, that's somebody else's words from Florida.
It's illegal. He was arrested for the offense, and Lump, still lotioned up wearing a shower curtain, claimed he had a bachelor's degree in Homeland Security.
Oh, you can get a bachelor's degree in that? I did not know.
When federal agents could only confirm he attended one semester of college total, they figured they were dealing with a crazy person. So he's in jail, hopefully still in his outfit, awaiting trial, and sadly, unable to check his Facebook messages. That's a bummer. All right, moving on.
Oh, wait, I just got a friendship request from Chauncey Lump.
Okay.
Awesome, he's out.
By the way, decent alias.
Not bad.
I'm checking into every hotel under that. 59-year-old Joanne Mercator of Osteen was arrested this past Saturday night for giving her landlord a little more than the rent. When Mercator called her rental's owner to come... Yep.
You can get arrested for that?
Oh, just you wait till you find out what this offer was.
Okay.
It's probably a little different than the trampoline guy. Mercator called her rental owner to come check on some broken items in the trailer home. Well, what happens next will forever leave a stink on the residents in the area.
I don't like stink.
I don't like that word either.
The body cam footage was released yesterday, so I'll let the officer on the scene clue you in.
I don't know anything. All I know is you're covered in feces, she's covered in feces.
Okay.
What?
All right.
What happened?
That's right.
What happened, Jensen?
When the landlord opened the door, she was surprised with a bucket of poop. Now, here is the policeman interviewing the suspect who pretended that she was the one who was attacked with feces, except for the fact that the poo on her face was dry and, well, the landlord's new coat was totally fresh.
So
that makes no sense.
What's happening?
So you actually hear the officer start to put two and two together with the two number twos.
She's dripping with it. It's soaking wet. Okay. Hers is not.
Oh, Jensen.
That's not what we want.
Damn it.
Body cam footage, baby.
We don't want that.
And so she was arrested for assaulting her landlord with a feces bucket after pretending she was the one attacked. And an actual quote. This is actual. I did not make this up, so not file it unless you want to file a police officer. The Associated Press heard from a deputy that this was, quote unquote, a very crappy situation.
Oh, come on.
There's a big difference between feces and dirt, but this next story is no easier to swallow. 38-year-old Donald Watts was found in a stranger's backyard creek, laying down completely naked, covering himself in head-to-toe mud.
Oh.
Officers said he was pacing back and forth while making, quote-unquote, loud bird noises. And when cops
Was he outside Allie's apartment?
When the cops finally mustered the confidence to approach him, well, he punched a deputy and then was completely unfazed when shot with a stun gun.
Oh, no.
Unfazed.
Mm-hmm. So when a canine was brought to the scene to apprehend him, well, he did what any Florida man would do. He proceeded to get on all fours and bark violently and growl at the dog. So when the dog was released to attack, what do you think happened?
I assume the dog took him down pretty hard.
Kind of strange.
No, the dog did not run away. The dog did not.
This is true. The dog and the suspect met in the middle in a jump. They met almost like John Wick style. They met in the middle and started fighting in a jump. And in it, he bit the dog's ear off.
What?
Oh,
how
my
is
gosh.
That? What?
A bath salt.
Well, we'll get to that. Luckily, the cops jumped in as he was busy with the pooch and arrested him. The dog is totally fine. The ear was fixed easily. Watts would later test positive for meth, which I assume is something we all would have guessed maybe after one or two picks. He got simple battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest with violence, and aggravated battery on a service dog.
So, oh, my gosh.
They met in the middle.
Could you imagine that just like the Matrix? It was probably in slow-mo when they got there.
If you're the police and you let go of the dog, you're like, what's happening right now?
Yeah, it's terrible.
A lot of Keanu references. A lot of Keanu.
Yeah. And lastly, most of these crime stories can only happen in Florida, which is why we do this feature. But also, let's not forget that even outside of the precincts and courtrooms, S is crazy over there. Okay. Gregory Bates can prove it. He is a man with high hopes in Hillsborough County, and he's taken to Facebook Marketplace, another Facebook reference, to hopefully sell one of his own beloved items. You see, he's asking for $4,500 to purchase his used to good condition, heart-shaped, you go ahead and guess.
Vagina?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to back him. I think it's vagina.
It's a heart-shaped potato. $4,500
well,
for a heart.
What I call it.
It's a normal potato that is shaped like a heart. And he's asking for the same price for this potato as a 2010 Volkswagen Golf.
Oh, my.
It's been up for a week now. No action. Which
oh, really? No action on that one.
Shocked to me as well. But that's actually after an offer that last week someone actually sold their manatee-shaped chicken tender.
Yes.
For $5,000, which
huge,
we talked about.
Huge.
So I guess maybe he is onto something. And maybe because of Florida, we'll finally get to figure out if you have any chicken fingers.
Jensen.
And that's what's up with Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
Later on this morning, your chance to win tickets for Coldplay.
Yes.
In the HD Radio Sound Space.
It's happening, man.
Which is a go.
They just sent out a press release. It's all to go. We feel clear,
the
but also
day
like,
before.
The day before we sent a press release. Yeah.
It's good, you guys.
It's going to happen.
It's going to be great.
Also, today is your final day to win tickets.
Yes.
So 9 a.m., noon, 3, and 6 p.m. here on K-Rock. It's your final chances to win tickets to that.
Mm-hmm. Out of curiosity, how many of the really sad, sad emails have you gotten from people on why they should be able to go?
Every time we do a big concert like that, it's impossible.
Yeah.
If you took them seriously, we would just collapse.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading these with tears rolling down my face, and then I just delete them. Like, I don't even respond. I just delete. I have no heart. But just know I was touched in the moment.
Mm-hmm. For a second.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We read them. We just don't care enough.
That's exactly it. Exactly it.
Right.
Guys, this happens sometimes, and you think to yourself, oh, that kind of sucks, depending on the location. But a man in Utah locked inside a 24-hour fitness gym, which right there you say, isn't it a 24-hour fitness? No, they apparently have begun closing some 24-hour fitness gyms between midnight and 4 a.m.
That's a poor name, then.
It is a poor name. Mm-hmm. But this man was swimming in the pool. His name is Dan. And then all of a sudden, he's like, all right, get out of the pool, go in and shower, head on home. Well, you can't head on home when the whole gym is black and you are locked in. He was locked in a 24-hour fitness.
No one went in and checked that room, clearly.
Apparently not.
And he didn't notice lights going off.
Apparently not.
Wow.
He's swimming. He's in the zone. He's getting in shape. New year, new you, Dan.
You would think every night when they're about to close up, they do a full check.
Yeah.
You would assume.
But also, I can see how it would be easy just to miss one once.
Right?
Yeah. What are the chances?
You think Julia checked the pool.
Sure.
You're Sven. Mm-hmm. And Sven's like, oh, yeah, Julia checked it. You check it off. You move about your day.
Yeah. Right. Someone had to go home fast.
Absolutely.
Sven was like, oh, yeah, I got to go.
Sven had something to do.
But don't blame Sven.
No.
I'm not blaming Sven.
Because Julia should have checked.
No, Julia actually was not the one that was supposed to check.
Oh.
Sven just assumed it.
I see.
But Sven was meeting up with a lady that he met on Tinder, so wasn't really thinking.
And Barney the janitor doesn't come till at least 3 a.m.
He comes at 3 because that way there's no people there and he can clean.
Right.
Are any of these names in that story?
Not one.
Not one. Okay.
Not one.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's the thing. It got me thinking, what would be the most ideal place to be locked in for 24 hours?
Cold Stone.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Cold Stone Creamery.
That makes perfect sense for you.
That's the best case scenario.
On brand.
And you get all of their mixes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You get the marble slab.
I spend the entire night making myself delights.
Yes.
Slabbing. Hold on. Spend the entire night making myself delights.
Yes. It's a perfect case scenario. I wouldn't call 911. I'd just stay there. I'd be happy.
Imagine the dude.
You'd call 911 if someone came, realized, and tried to unlock the door.
Yes.
He'd be like, they're trying to rob me in here.
You know what he'd do? He'd call 911 if he ran out of Reese's Pieces cups.
Right?
He'd be like, I'm out. I have no more M&Ms.
Someone help.
Bring them in. And imagine him just like Benihana chefing on that marble slab.
That'd be awesome.
See, to me, I'd be concerned that you'd get cold, but then I thought to myself, it's Kevin. It doesn't matter because he's eating ice cream the whole time.
That's an easy one.
Okay.
That's an easy one.
Now you make me feel like the biggest dork.
Okay.
From what my choice is.
What would your choice? You're locked in accidentally overnight.
Yes. Like this man in a 24-hour fitness, except we're saying we get to pick how cool it is.
I like
I'd like to be in like a sit and sleep.
I mean, that makes perfect practical sense.
I can try out bed. All the beds. They have TVs there. Right. I can just watch my TV. But then by the end of it, I'd be like, this is definitely the new bed that I'm going to get. You could try out all of them. Oh, what's my sleep number? I have time to find out.
Again,
this is awesome.
Allie is basically saying that she wants to be locked in a place that looks just like her house. And has. It's literally, she said her
same
house.
Amount of people.
Same, yeah, same uh-huh. amount of people. She basically is like, you know, I want to go to a business that's just like my home. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I need a new bed, and right. I haven't found the time to go. And also, it's creepy to lay on beds, and some
that is
guy,
a little weird.
Some guy right. named Sven is like, hey.
Sven's there, too?
Sven's working yeah, a lot of places.
He does a double
Julia
shift.
Because Julia called in sick?
Yeah, mm-hmm. double shift. Yeah, so it's just weird to be like, oh, this feels good. Okay. And it's weird.
But
so
I
to
have
do that
to agree.
By yourself.
I have to agree. When you do go through that process, it's awkward.
Yeah. yeah.
And you feel like that you're rushed because the guy's sitting there looking at you,
thank
stupid
you.
Sven.
Yeah.
He's looking at
thank you.
You. About 5 seconds in, he's like, all right, let's move on. What else you got?
Okay, yeah. now I don't feel so bad.
No, I'm with you.
All right.
Well, I went a completely different way.
Oh, okay. What a surprise.
I
oh,
think...
wait, can I guess?
Go ahead.
Some place with a pinball machine.
Very close.
Oh.
I think it would be great to get locked in uh-huh. a Dave and Buster's.
Oh, that would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That's pretty
good.
Because
they turn off the machines, obviously, when they leave. But uh-huh. now I walk out of the bathroom, I'm like, what? And then well, everyone's gone. And yeah. then I turn on all the machines.
Yeah.
And I have a day of amusement to myself.
Oh, my God.
24 hours.
I
getting
don't hate
tickets.
It.
Yeah.
The issue I did find out is that getting tickets is insignificant because I can steal as many of the stuffed animals and toys.
But still, so you want to get the tickets.
By 3
anyway,
or 4 just... a.m., I could get enough tickets. That's what you were
that's
thinking?
That's what I'm
yeah.
thinking.
And then you realize, oh,
I could just take
oh, I'm
all
the
these.
Only one here. I see.
Yeah, but you want to earn them. I feel like you'd still want to earn them.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be proud.
Yeah.
You need to be proud of yourself.
You know what? They wouldn't mean as much.
So you with your earned tickets,
yes.
me with my full night's sleep, mm-hmm. and Kevin with his room of delights.
Mm-hmm. Sounds perfect.
Just slapping it up.
Guys, this happens sometimes, and you think to yourself, oh, that kind of sucks, depending mm-hmm. on the location. But a man in Utah locked inside a 24-hour fitness gym, which right there you say, isn't it a 24-hour fitness? No, they apparently have begun closing some 24-hour fitness gyms between midnight and 4 a.m.
It's a poor name, then.
It is a poor name. Mm-hmm. But this man was swimming in the pool. His name is Dan. And then all of a sudden, he's like, all right, get out of the pool, go in and shower, head on home. Well, you can't head on home when the whole gym is black and you are locked in. He was locked in a 24-hour
so,
fitness.
No one went in and checked that room, clearly.
Apparently not.
And mm-hmm. he didn't notice lights going off. And...
apparently not.
Wow.
He's swimming. He's in the zone. He's getting
sure.
in shape. New but year, new you, Dan.
You would think every night when they're about to close up, they do a full check.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
would assume.
But
absolutely.
Also, I can see how it'd be easy just to miss one once.
Right?
Yeah.
What are the chances?
One
you
time.
Think, you think Julia checked the pool.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You're Sven. Mm-hmm. And Sven's like, oh, yeah, Julia checked it. You check it off. You move about your day.
Yeah. Right. Someone had to go home fast.
Absolutely.
Sven was like, oh, yeah, I got to go.
Sven had something to do.
But don't blame Sven.
No.
No, I'm not blaming Sven.
Because Julia should have checked.
No, Julia actually was not the one that was supposed to check.
Oh.
Sven just assumed it.
I see.
But Sven was meeting up with a lady that he met on Tinder, so wasn't really thinking.
And Barney the janitor doesn't come till at least 3 a.m.
No, he comes at 3 because that way there's no people there and he can clean.
Right.
Are any of these names in that story?
Not one.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's the thing. It got me thinking. What would be the most ideal place to be locked in for 24 hours?
Coldstone.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Coldstone Creamery.
That makes
right?
perfect sense for you.
That
honestly,
is very good.
That's the best case scenario.
And you get all of their mixes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You get the marble slab.
I spend the entire night making
just
myself delights.
Yes.
Slabbing.
Hold on. Spend the entire night making myself delights.
Yes. It's a perfect case scenario. I wouldn't call 911. I'd just stay there. I'd be happy.
Imagine
I'm good.
The dude just...
You'd call 911 if someone came, realized, and tried to unlock the door.
Yes.
You'd be like, they're trying to rob me in here.
You know what he'd do? He'd call 911 if he ran out of Reese's Pieces cups.
Right?
He'd be like, I'm out. I can't. I have no more M&Ms.
Someone help.
Bring them in. And imagine him just like Benihana chefing on that marble slab.
That'd be awesome.
See, to me, I'd be concerned that you'd get cold, but then I thought to myself, it's Kevin. It doesn't matter because he's eating ice cream
right.
the whole time.
That's an easy one.
Okay.
That's
well,
an easy one.
Now you make me feel like the biggest dork.
Okay.
From what my choice is.
What would your choice? You're locked in accidentally overnight.
Yes. Like this man in a 24-hour fitness, except we're saying we get to pick how cool it is.
I'd like to be in like a sit and sleep.
I mean, that makes perfect practical sense.
I can try out all the beds. They have TVs there. Right. I can just watch my TV. But then by the end of it, I'd be like, this is definitely the new bed that I'm going to get. You could try out all of them. Oh, what's my sleep number? I have time to find out.
Again,
this is awesome.
Allie is basically saying that she wants to be locked in a place that looks just like her house and has. It's literally, she says,
same
house,
amount of people.
Same, yeah, same amount of people. She basically is like, you know, I want to go to a business that's just like my home. Mm-hmm.
Listen. I need a new bed, and right. I haven't found the time to go. And also, it's creepy to lay on beds, and some
that is
guy,
a little weird.
Some guy named Sven is like, hey.
Sven's there, too?
Sven's working a lot of places.
He does a double shift.
Because Julia called in sick?
Yeah, double shift. Yeah, so it's just weird to be like, oh, this feels good. Okay. And it's weird.
But
so
I
to
have
do that
to agree.
By yourself.
I have to agree. When you do go through that process, it's awkward.
Yeah.
And you feel like that you're rushed because the guy's sitting there looking at you,
thank
stupid
you.
Sven.
Yeah.
He's looking at
thank you.
You. About 5 seconds in, he's like, all right, let's move on. What else you got?
Okay, yeah. Now I don't feel so bad.
No, I'm with you.
All right.
Well, I went a completely different way.
Oh, okay. What a surprise.
Wait,
can I guess?
Go ahead.
Some place with a pinball machine.
Very close.
Oh.
I think it would be great to get locked in a Dave and Buster's.
Oh, that would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Because
they turn off the machines, obviously, when they leave. But now I walk out of the bathroom, I'm like, what? And then everyone's gone. And then I turn on all the machines.
Yeah.
And I have a day of amusement to myself.
Oh, my God.
24 hours. Getting tickets.
Yeah.
The issue I did find out is that getting tickets is insignificant because I can steal as many of the stuffed animals and toys.
But still, so you want to get the tickets.
By 3
anyway,
or 4 a.m., I could get enough tickets. That's what you were
that's
thinking?
What I'm thinking.
And then you realize,
I could just take
I'm the only one here. I see.
Yeah, but you want to earn them. I feel like you'd still want to earn them.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be proud.
Yeah.
You need to be proud of yourself.
You know what? They wouldn't mean as much.
So you with your earned tickets,
yes.
Me with my full night's sleep, mm-hmm. and Kevin with his room of delights.
Mm-hmm. Sounds perfect.
Just slapping it up.
Kevin in the morning with Allie and Jensen, and about 10 minutes till the top of the hour, every hour, mm-hmm. here on the show, Allie takes a look at what's happening.
Guys, a lot of announcements at the Television Critics Association Tour. Here's one about the hotly anticipated Game of Thrones straight-to-series spinoff, House of the Dragon. It's likely to premiere in 2022.
2022?
Likely. What kind? That's not a... What?
Who are they following? Is it Broken Larry? Whatever's the king? Whatever the king's name is?
Larry.
Whatever his name is, the king. Broken...
That's the spinoff show I'd like to see. Broken
I
Larry.
Broken Larry.
Broken Brian? I don't remember.
Bran?
Whoever the king.
Bran.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Nope. Broken Larry, Broken Brian, Broken... No. Listen,
Who do they follow? Limpy Lance? They follow Lance with the limp, right? Limpy Lance.
His name was Broken, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Bran the Broken.
I mean, it's his nickname.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
I love Broken Larry, though. That is now my favorite. You're killing me, Larry! That, like, throughout the whole series, they just kept yelling that torches.
Who are they following that Game of Thrones? The spinoff. We got Coffin Carlos. He always Coffin. It's me, Carlos.
What are they talking about? Coffin like some dead.
No. It's dumber. It's him actually coughing.
It's actually more stupid than I thought.
Well, House of the Dragon is based on Fire and Blood, and it's set 300 years before the events of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So it's going to be telling the story of House Targaryen. I mean, I'm excited about it. However, House of the Dragon, first of all, that's just a rad name.
Agreed.
It's just rad, and I like it. But to say, it's likely to premiere in 2022... Could be
likely.
Yeah.
Could be February. Could be December.
Could be 2023.
Could not be 2022.
Wow.
Those shows take forever.
They absolutely do.
I wouldn't be shocked.
But speed it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was excited. Turner released a preview of a show that has been in development for 5 years.
Oh.
So 5 years ago, they announced that they were going to make a show. They had a very small clip for it. Then 5 years later, they release it.
Isn't that almost always a bad sign?
That's what they say.
Like,
but
people leave.
That's what it was. But they say that the show is still very good. It's Snowpiercer, which is based on the movie, you know, which is the same guy who made Parasite. But the trailer came out yesterday. Daveed Diggs is
with
in it.
With Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, and it looks great.
I saw it yesterday.
Looks great.
Absolutely.
That took 5 years, though, so you never know.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Did you guys hear, I think it was Friday, so over the weekend a lot of people were chatting about it, but Seth MacFarlane's new deal?
Oh.
Yeah, I saw parts of it, yeah.
Yeah. So he's leaving 20th Century Fox TV for a 5-year, $200 million overall deal with NBC Universal, which is a huge deal.
He's on fire!
That's crazy.
Him to be leaving that Fox... group.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say cult. That's not,
no.
Nice at all.
Not nice. And head on over to NBC Universal. And people were like, oh, is he worth it? Yes. Yeah. Yes, he absolutely is worth it.
There's a handful of people in television that have been able to have that long of a show.
He's 100%, I would say, top of that list.
And how many shows have been canceled and then brought back? I assume that list is pretty short.
It's longer like now. But by the way, it's longer now than it was when his show got
on the same network.
Yeah. Because that was unheard of at the time. Yeah. Now, Arrested Development, there are things that come back over time, but this was the first of its kind.
Yeah.
Well, TBS has handed out a 2-season renewal for the animated comedy American Dad, taking it through its 18th season in 2022, and it will be a landmark 300th episode.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, honestly. Honestly.
Big money, man.
I love just about everything he does.
Yeah. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. He just lands everything. And they've been on for decades.
Yeah.
It's cuckoo stuff. Listen, I'm about to ask you something that if you don't want to answer, you don't have to.
Okay.
But do you consider yourself a night owl? Let's start with that. Okay. Jensen is not. Okay. I will tell you this. I absolutely am a night owl.
Some terrible jobs for a night owl.
100%. Mm-hmm. But as a little kid, my parents would put me to bed and then 11 o'clock midnight, they'd walk past my room and they'd see the light on and they'd walk in and I'd be like, oh, hi. Just straightening up. Like, I was always awake and out of bed playing. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I just have always been a night owl.
Yep.
Okay.
Kevin?
I am not.
You are not a night
owl.
Okay.
I choose to get up earlier. I would get up earlier even if I didn't have this job. Not at the same
but just
time.
For the record, I'm not emailing out at 11 p.m. or whatever the way Kevin does. I am asleep.
Yeah, I don't think he knows the definition of night owl.
I'm nervous that he doesn't know the time. Like, that, what
you're
time
right.
No,
like,
I know
time
you're not
going to
see it until the morning.
But I'm just letting you know, 8:30.
But you're up at 11 o'clock on a
sometimes.
Tuesday.
Sometimes. It's not ideal, but sometimes.
Okay. He hates it is what he's saying.
Yeah.
I hate being a night owl, which I'm not one of. Okay, got it. Well, then you guys can't answer this question, but... Okay. Night owls are more likely to be nude sleepers.
Well, who did that study? Who cares?
A study of 2,000 Americans examined their sleeping habits and personalities in relation to whether they prefer to sleep in the buff or wear pajamas. Nude sleepers were more likely to call themselves night owls, whereas pajama wearers identified as a mixture between early bird and night owl.
Read the studies.
Read the studies, you guys.
Why
your
is
study.
That study done?
I don't know.
How does it affect
also,
any...
Also, 2,000 Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is such a
pretty
small
sample size.
And you may think to yourself, well, maybe these nudies are like, hey, I dig my body. I like being naked. Pajama wearers ranked their self-confidence as a 6 out of 10.
Because they don't have to continuously look at their body.
That might be it, because then it's 5 out of 10 for the people that sleep in the buff.
Right.
Or maybe the people that are naked are because their pajamas are too tight, so they're uncomfortable about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no telling why they did the study, what anything from the study means, how we can apply it to anything.
How does it help? That's so weird.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Very strange.
So there you have it.
Wow.
I've got to tell you, this whole time I've been thinking about Broken Larry. Like, I can't stop thinking about
his
show.
Wait to hear about Coffin Carlos.
Coffin Carlos sounds real good, too.
The whole Game of Thrones universe is opening up.
Man.
So.
We need to write it. That's what I think.
I'm ready.
We need to write it.
Sounds real. Oh, I just got an email from Sven. He's looking for another job.
Oh,
so
we got to bring him in.
Yeah, if he could be on
he's
either
gotta
of those.
He's got to workshop this. Yeah.
He's got to be in.
He's coming in for a brainstorm.
Oh, good Lord, you guys. Some birthdays for you. From the Angels, Albert Pujols, Lin-Manuel Miranda, John Carpenter, and Kate Moss. And
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the morning with Ali and Jensen.
Felt a little bit of hesitance.
No, I did it.
Yeah, you did it. No, you got it.
RJ Bell joins us with his picks for the NFL Conference Finals this weekend. We also have Dr. Drew coming up and your chance to win tickets for Coldplay in the HD Radio Sound Space. We got an email. All good.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Ready to go. All that shaming
it's
we did.
It's going to work.
Yep.
It's going to work.
It's coming together.
It is what we're being told.
I said from the get-go, it'll get done. Let's have some faith.
I mean, I don't...
No, I really did.
Really?
I absolutely did, because I assumed at some point the bosses would be listening, so I wanted to be the only one that said it.
That's a funny assumption. But anyway, today's the last day you can win those tickets as well. Today at 9, noon, 3, and 6 p.m. here on K-Rock.
Jump on board, yeah.
Guys, I saw something about 19% of Americans lying about working out. whether it's just they wanted to impress someone or they wanted to just say, oh, no, I worked out already, even though they didn't. Like, I was busy. I was busy. They just, it's so insignificant, mm-hmm. but people are doing it all the time.
Let me ask you a question about that number. Does it seem low to you?
Honestly,
100%.
Yes. It does seem low to me.
Yes.
Because I think that if you're just out and about or in a small conversation, you say, do you work out? I think that a lot of people could be like, yeah, and they worked out 3 years ago. Like,
right.
I think that.
Because the question's a little judgy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
saying no.
You saw me just walk into this TCBY. Yeah, I'm working out.
Sir, there's pizza sauce all over my shirt. You know my answer. But I do think that it's an easy thing to just say yes to rather than say no and then get the rest of that conversation.
Absolutely. So we started talking amongst ourselves about just really insignificant things that we've lied about.
The smaller the better.
The smaller the better. Like things that don't even matter at all. But maybe, like in Jensen's case, it just stops a conversation from happening.
Right. And that's truly why I find myself ever telling these white lies or fibs or whatever.
To stay out of that conversation.
Yeah, because you know where it's going.
Give us your TV show example because that's a good one.
For a very long time, for many, many years, I randomly, for no reason, would tell people that I watched The Wire. I've never seen one episode. I've never, and I'm sure it's, I know it's incredible. Everybody loves
it. It's one of the greatest shows of all time.
Of all time. I understand.
But he doesn't want to have that conversation every time he
Because
comes
it started
up.
With saying, have you seen The Wire? No, you gotta see The Wire. You know, it was
you
like,
won't believe it.
You won't believe, I can't believe of all people you have. And, and that's true. I get that.
Right.
But after a while, it's the same conversation over and over. So ask me if I've seen The Wire.
Have you seen The Wire?
Yeah. That's exactly how it goes down almost every time someone asks me now. And I've realized that's also my tell.
Really?
We'll do it again.
Quickly?
Ask me.
Have you seen The Wire?
Yeah. Hear that high pitch?
Voice goes up.
Hear the high pitch?
Voice goes up.
Because you also look down and to the left, by the way.
Well,
I don't know.
Those are all tells.
You did.
Didn't even notice.
Why, thank you.
But I'm saying, you know, it's almost like I'm trying to get out of it. Yeah. Mm. Get out of my face. Yeah. Get out of my face.
But if it was if you had watched it.
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, hell yeah.
I watched the hell out of it.
I watched it twice. That's how it would come out. But I am mostly... the reason is that people get annoying in those things.
Yeah,
right?
Agreed.
I don't want to have that again, and so it's easy to just say yes. But then when they ask me a question about, like, Stringer, then I'm screwed or whatever.
I'm a few episodes behind. They go, that was season one.
They're like, how good was...
that was the pilot.
How good was Coffin Carlos? I'm like, I don't even know what character that is.
Nowhere near as good as, Dead Larry? What was it?
Broken Larry.
Yeah.
We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. The most insignificant lie that you tell and or told. Mm-hmm. Just the smallest thing, the better. I follow the Kings very closely.
Yes.
I was thinking about this yesterday. So one of my friends texts me or something, they go, could you believe the game last night? I feel a little embarrassed that I didn't.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like,
wait, you didn't believe it or you didn't watch it?
No, because I didn't watch it. And so I feel a little bit embarrassed because I should know because I follow it very closely.
Right.
So I do that lie a lot. It's crazy.
Is that the response? Crazy.
But I hope.
It's crazy.
Then what happens when they're like, what was your favorite?
Could you believe
it? What was your favorite part?
Well, that's what I say to them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. What was your favorite part? And then they're on the line to explain it to me. I was like, oh, yeah, that was great.
Oh, yeah, how about those goals?
Like, when he was all offsides and stuff? That was nuts.
I really do pay very close attention to it. So for some reason, I'm embarrassed when I didn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You can't keep up with everything 100%, but
the internet has helped. It makes me look way smarter to know things because all I did was read like an article about the Kings game.
Yeah,
I didn't have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, but I didn't know that person was coming up to me then, you know.
Yeah.
We are going to be taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. The most insignificant lies that you tell for no reason, sometimes just to get out of a conversation, sometimes to appear smarter, whatever. And the smaller, the better.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Like
that's
during sex, you say, that never happens. Right? Did I say that out loud?
Kevin. Good Lord.
I'm just saying. Small lies.
By the way, there were a million tells there, too, just so you know.
No. It happens to everyone. Good stuff. I have a lie that I will tell.
Yeah.
Like when you guys...
Like a regular one?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you guys asked me about, have you decorated for Christmas yet? And I'm like, no, I usually wait until like the second weekend in November.
Yeah, but you don't, none of us buy that.
I had totally decorated.
Yeah.
Clearly.
And I waited.
Can I tell you what?
I don't even know why we ask you. We know it's July.
Miss Six Trees over here.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a text we got that made me laugh so hard?
Yes, please.
Okay. It says, this is from the 323. When I met my wife, I told her I used to have my lip pierced. I don't know why. I've never had a piercing in my life. Why would
because
he do that?
Does she have piercings and she looks at it as a positive? And so he says, yeah, I did.
It makes it look at him edgier, maybe?
Maybe.
Like, oh, yeah, man, I used to have a lip
pierce. Yeah, two of them.
I've seen 6 episodes of The Wire over and over again. I've seen them all. That's the voice.
Can I just say, associate producer Christine did the opposite of being a vegan.
Hmm.
She used to lie and tell people she wasn't. Because people over and over would give her a hard time about not eating meat, and it was just exhausting for her to justify her own personal choice. Which I say, you weren't a very good vegan, because all they want to talk about is being vegan.
Yeah, that's like doing CrossFit and not telling me.
But
yeah.
I don't want to talk to them, but I would talk to Christine, because she's not going to push it in my face.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
You don't want to have the conversation of, why? You don't need to explain any of this.
No.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Insignificant lies, the smaller the better. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Just ahead of Sublime, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Elsa from La Puente. We're talking about this tiniest lies that you tell. Good morning, Elsa.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I don't know why I do this. It's so stupid. I do it all the time. I always want people to think that I got a better deal on something that I purchased. For instance, a car. I always deduct a few thousand dollars from what I actually paid.
Really?
I love that.
I love it.
Great admission.
Or if you're like wearing a cute shirt, you're like, oh my God, yeah, clearance rack, $8. Like that type of
always.
Thing. Oh, Elsa,
always.
I love this
That's
so
great.
Much.
It's great. And then people...
I got it at Ross. I paid $12 for this jacket.
And it's really
I
like a $300 Nordstrom jacket.
Because you want to look savvy.
I don't know.
You just want to look savvy. Like you're like Savvy Sally.
You get two kudos. You get the kudos for the good looking outfit.
Yeah.
And you get a kudos for being
a good deal.
Money saver. Yeah. It's pretty good. Elsa, if I were you, I would take that guilt and I would let it go.
Oh, my. No.
He was making a pun. He's making a frozen joke.
She said
thanks.
Filed.
We're going to file that and we're going to take the rest of your calls at 1-800-520-1067 right after Sublime on K-Rock. Right now we're talking about lies that you told, insignificant lies, the smaller the better. Mm-hmm. Why would you tell people that? It just makes no sense. Let's start with Sasha in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, you're going to have to tell us what band you're into and then tell us why.
Okay, so I'm really into Gogo Bordello. I love them. I've seen them like 6 times.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And the lie that I tell, I started telling this when I first started seeing them with my friends, is that I have a grandmother, great-grandmother, that is a gypsy.
and that's not true at all.
It is not true at all. It is believable because
yes,
I was born in the former Soviet Union, because it can be true, but it's not true. It's a lie.
And it's because you feel like because their sound like gypsy-inspired, all that, it'll give you a better connection to them?
Yes. Their genre is quote-unquote gypsy punk, so I thought, you know, the teeniest, tiniest connection to them would make me seem cooler.
I don't hate it.
I mean, listen, no one's ever going to be able to find out she wasn't. Just go with it.
That's true. You can't disprove it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Go and run with it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sasha. We appreciate your call. All right.
If your name's really Sasha.
Yeah, Let's go to, is it Heimer?
Yeah, Jamie, baby.
In Buena Park, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Smallest lie you told.
I tell people that my kids don't get a lot of screen time when they do.
Oh, that's a big one.
I feel like that's because even with a toddler, we've been shown study after study that says that it could be very bad for the development. And I haven't done it because of those studies, but there have been times where he's crying and crying. I'm like, if I just turn the TV on, he's going to stop.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I imagine I am not a parent, but I have a lot of friends that are parents. Just the judgment from other parents.
Yeah.
Just end the conversation, nip it in the bud so you don't have to deal with their judging. Oh, what do you mean you didn't breastfeed? No, I did. My boob, always on the kid. Just walk away from it.
For sure.
It certainly seems like everybody's just trying to avoid judgmental type questions.
Yeah, and Jamie, it shuts them up, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah. You can tell how they ask. They're like, oh, how much do they get? Oh, yeah, none. We don't do any. No.
Then you make them feel bad.
They're like, Mom, I want to play Angry Birds again.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. We appreciate you listening. Let's go to Albert in La Cañada. Good morning, Albert.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
This is actually kind of embarrassing, but I'm in real estate up here in Glendale in La Cañada.
Mm-hmm.
And as a realtor, we all have to use a restroom as well. And if someone calls me and I'm on the can, or if I'm tied up, I simply tell them I'm doing a sewage inspection.
Right.
Doing a sewage inspection.
I mean, the plumbing's working in order.
That seems worse.
I think it's fine. I think it's a good excuse. He's not lying.
I do appreciate that Albert said, as a realtor, we sometimes have to use the bathroom. That's a known fact for realtors.
And I'll tell you this much. There's been times where because of my sewage inspection, the buyer's been pretty pleased with the results and has ended up buying the property.
Has there ever been a time when the sewage inspection went south and the buyer left immediately because he could,
he sensed that you had to inspect.
If the sewage inspection goes south, I don't come out of the bathroom.
Right. Just stay in there. Just stay in there forever. You live there now.
That's a good answer.
We have a text message I love. This is from 310. I lie about sleeping. When my friends call me during the day and they ask, oh, I'm sorry, were you sleeping? I always say no.
By the way, me too. A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then also, she says, once I fell asleep driving in Australia and almost went off the road, my friend woke up and asked if I fell asleep. I said no. I was dodging a kangaroo.
I mean, probably the only place you could say it. So,
thank you, Gina Marie, for that text.
Go with it.
Let's go to Kevin in Azusa. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Smallest kind of insignificant lie that you told.
Yeah, I always lie about staying in the loop with like Oscar-nominated films because I work in film.
I don't think you're alone, Kevin. I really don't.
Yes. So they'll be like, hey, have you seen Parasite? It's the greatest movie.
By the way,
time.
If you haven't seen
like,
Parasite,
oh, totally.
If you haven't seen Parasite, you need to see it.
You need to see
this
it.
This is the conversation he wants
definitely.
To avoid.
But let me ask Kevin. Let's do our role play. Ready? Have you seen Kevin? You seen Parasite?
Oh, totally. It's the greatest movie of all time. Totally gonna win.
I mean, I believed it.
Very good.
You're a good liar.
The worst part is when they call you out on it. Then they're like, "What's your favorite part?" And I'm like, "The part with the parasite."
Man. That's a pretty good answer.
That is pretty good.
That's a pretty good answer. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Diamond in La Puente. Good morning,
hey,
Diamond.
Guys.
Hi.
Hey,
guys. So the smallest insignificant lie wasn't actually from me. It was from my grandma. Mm-hmm. She would always tell me and my brothers that Elvis was our grandpa.
What?
That seems pretty significant.
I mean, I feel like you could source that at some point.
Why?
Pretty easy.
Why do you think she would have told you that?
Just for the simple fact that she had a huge thing for him. We never really knew our grandpa because he lived in Mexico. They divorced when my mom was like 5.
Oh, I see.
So we didn't know him. So she was like, well, your grandpa's Elvis. That's why you never see him. We're like, yeah, right. But out of the 4 of us, one of my brothers did believe her up until he was 16.
Oh,
wow. At 16 years old, he's telling people, Elvis was my grandpa.
Oh,
Diamond,
exactly.
You have a dumb brother.
Oh, no.
She does, though. She
does.
She really does. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Valerie in Whittier. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Okay. So my lie starts with the truth. My truth is that I got to go to the Austin Powers movie premiere, the one that had Heather Graham, and I had to sneak in Big Tad and some guys from K-Rock.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And because they didn't have passes. I mean, my girlfriend had passes, and so Big Tad was like, please get us in, give us your pass through the gate. So I was like, oh, okay. But my lie is that I got in Big Tad, but I also got in Kevin and Bean.
And you guys, they
wait,
were
we
not,
did that?
No, you weren't there. She just tells people you were there.
Oh,
remember, we
I
asked
see.
For the smaller,
yes,
the lie,
I
the
I
better.
I forgot that part. Forgot that
so
whole part.
Big Tad was there. Richard Blade was there. I snuck in Big Tad and a few guys from K-Rock, but my lie to this day was that, because it's just way cooler if Kevin and Bean were there,
is
too.
It, but is it, though?
Valerie, here's the very cool part about your lie. Kevin doesn't remember anything, so he thinks
it
it's
could
true.
Be, could
so
be
for,
true.
So forever, it just say that he, yeah, Kevin. And then when people ask
it.
Him, he'll say, yeah, absolutely,
Valerie
I was there.
Valerie got me into the party.
Valerie,
it was crazy.
From Whittier. She's a good person.
I'm so happy about her. There are only 2 games this weekend, but we wanted to check back in with RJ Bell.
This is RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell.
RJ, good morning.
I wouldn't want to think about the civil disobedience that would come if somehow you skipped me this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think like there would be riots in the street?
I don't think riots. I think it would be very civil.
I see.
But disobedient.
Okay.
Peaceful protest is what he's saying.
I mean, I assume the same. So we're checking back into it.
Exactly. It's almost like you're forced to.
Now, last week you were 2-1. Which is great. And you got upset by the Titans, which I believe all of America did.
Yeah, this was a shocker. I mean, to this might surprise people right now if Baltimore played, who, you know, got upset, if they played Kansas City, that's clearly the best team remaining. Literally, it'd be a pick'em game. Right. So even after losing, Baltimore's considered to be tied as the best team in the NFL. It was that surprising.
All right, so this weekend we have two games. They're both on Sunday. We have the AFC Championship, which is Tennessee, Kansas City, and the NFC Championship, which is Green Bay and San Francisco. What are you going to pick this week?
All right, well, listen, I know that ratings are your master, right?
Yeah,
I think
course.
It's fair to say. I'm about the people. So we're just going to give one pick and then one analysis on the game.
Okay.
So let's start with the general analysis. Those Tennessee Titans at Kansas City, and Kansas City favored by a touchdown. Now, these two met in the playoffs 2 years ago. Tennessee won. They met earlier this season. Tennessee won. So as much as it seems like as a touchdown favorite, Kansas City is clearly the better team, which I think they are, Tennessee's had some success. Now, there's a running back for the Titans, Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First player in NFL history all the way back to have at least 180 yards rushing in three straight games.
Good Am Lord. I the only person that has not heard of him until
You know, week? He wasn't. Listen, he would finish years really strong because his teams got banged up and fatigued. He's physically so big, he's had a lot of success, but really not one of the 10 or 12 most known
right.
players
mm-hmm.
in the league. Even non-quarterbacks, he's not on that list. Now, I know Allie has a new thing. We're going to start the Beefcake Index.
Yes.
I don't know exactly where Derrick Henry fits on that one.
I am not sure about that. I just, from a point of view of some of the best fans in the world, the Chiefs have Eric Stonestreet, Dave Koechner, Paul Rudd, Rob Riggle, Kansas City boys that are friends of the show, and I would like them to be in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's very considerate of you.
Thank you so much.
I will say I think Mahomes has a little bit beefcake. So.
Oh, Mahomes definitely has some beefcake. Yeah, I mean, he's no Garoppolo.
I think it's very interesting how quarterbacks, it's almost like if you're not a quarterback, you won't even give him attention, really, I think is what we're seeing here. So
I would give Amendola, Edelman, all of them a
consistent.
Lot of attention.
I should not brought this.
Right,
I apologize.
Yeah.
Right, So you're not going to pick Tennessee or Kansas City. That's not your choice?
No, that's not going to be the choice, but
okay.
I think the line's about right, and I do think it's a battle, though, to wrap up this game where Tennessee has a lot of negatives against them. They've run the ball so much recently, they're probably fatigued. This is their fourth straight road game. But on the other hand, they've had success against Kansas City. I'm going to call it a pass.
Okay.
Oh,
sounds
okay.
good.
All right.
Save your money.
And the other game is Green Bay at San Francisco.
Exactly. This is the pick of the week. San Francisco favored by 7.5 over Green Bay. Now, listen, the Packers have Aaron Rodgers. He's very well known, obviously, but they've literally been outgained on the season. They've given up more yards than they've gained. Teams like that have not made the Super Bowl since 2001, and when they make the conference championship game, 0-6 straight up. So this is a team that got kind of lucky throughout the season, isn't as good as they seem. Now, San Francisco, they had some real bad times on defense. It could have been injuries. It could have been fatigue. But now, last week, they looked dominant. So this is the case where San Francisco is probably better than they seem. Green Bay is not as good as they seem. You add that up, the pick of the week is San Francisco favored by 7.5.
Tell me the difference between 7 and 7.5.
Humongous. So there's such a thing called key numbers. So that just really means how often does a game end with a certain margin. The number one key, 3, right? You see a bunch of kind of 10-7 type games. The second most key margin is 7. So I would like this game so much more at -7. Still like San Fran at 7.5.
I mean, all these numbers, but Jimmy G is a 10, right? He's with me.
Also, well, you call that a dime piece, right?
I do like RJ Bell picking favorites, man. He's been doing it two weeks in a row.
Which is not his thing.
Not his thing, I know.
No. I like it.
But hey, listen, when you cash, you don't ask questions.
Right.
Oh,
agreed.
My God, I can't with him.
So it's a coin flip with Tennessee and Kansas City, and then you have San Francisco -7.5 hosting Green Bay.
That's right.
RJ, mm-hmm. you're the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
'Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen on K-Rock.
The world famous
K-Rock. K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. You're about 9 minutes away from getting tickets to see Coldplay.
Nice.
In the AC Radio Sound Space, which we found out today is going to make it. We're going to make it. It's actually going to happen. You have four more chances. One at 9 a.m. this morning and then noon, 3 and 6 here on the world-famous K-Rock. Right now it's time for What's Happening. Here's Allie.
How lucky are people to get to see a huge band like Coldplay play in an intimate venue like that? First of all, I hate the word intimate. Can't believe I just used it. But in a small venue like that, that is such the beauty of the HD radio sound space. You're seeing these incredible artists so up close and personal.
Even if you're in the back.
Yeah. There's no other place that's doing that. Like, we're the only ones putting Coldplay in basically a closet and letting you stand in there with them to listen to music.
Yesterday it was going to be a closet.
Right.
But now I think today it's actually going to open.
There's a stage and everything.
It's like a walk-in closet.
Sort of.
Size-wise, yeah.
Guys, I gotta say, the Grammys have stepped it up this year, in my own personal opinion, because it just runs the whole gamut of different genres of musicians, more so than I think we've seen in the past.
I don't care.
You should, RJ. There are going to be so many different artists all performing on January 26th, the 62nd annual Grammy Awards telecast here from Los Angeles. Alicia Keys back in the seat as the host, which we're excited about. We've got, we found out Aerosmith is going to be doing their own thing. Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Shawn Mendes, Lizzo, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, Camila Cabello, Jonas Brothers, Tyler, the Creator. Now you've got Bonnie Raitt doing a tribute to Lifetime Achievement Award recipient John Prine. Mm-hmm. Run DMC is going to be joining Aerosmith with Charlie Wilson. This is a stacked show, you guys.
I don't care.
Ray J, you should. You should care because this is going to be great.
I don't think Ray J likes the Grammys.
Well.
Makes sense.
I mean, it does make sense.
He hasn't had a great, you know,
no,
run
not,
with them.
No, not a Grammy-affiliated artist.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Okay, now that.
That's a whole other story, and she will not make it.
Former winner, but.
Yeah, and Demi Lovato giving her first public performance since her 2018 hospitalization and overdose. So that is exciting. Speaking of Demi Lovato, guess what?
What?
No, just start guessing because I'm looking for the article.
Okay, she...
Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
She just announced.
Bought a horse.
Yep. No, what?
Bought a horse.
That she bought a horse.
No, I don't know. I'm guessing for you. I'm trying to help you.
What's the horse's name?
Bill.
You went Mr. Bill. I see what you did.
Very
didn't
go with Mr., though. Didn't add Mr.
Oh, it's Mr. Ed, anyway.
Mr. Bill, something completely different.
Oh, no, Mr. Bill. Yeah. That one. Okay, yeah.
You found
the
story.
Multi-platinum singer, songwriter, Demi Lovato will sing the national anthem as part of the Super Bowl pre-game festivities at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
So she's singing for the Super Bowl.
The pregame show.
Yeah.
Including the national anthem will be broadcast to the world.
I don't want to sound like a horrible human, but we gamble on that one big time.
Oh, how long they're going to sing
the over-under is usually about 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
Yeah.
And so people are going, hold that note! Hold the note! Not exactly what you want, but...
I mean, that's huge news, right? Yeah.
If you're yelling, hold the note during the national anthem...
You're a bad person?
No, you just have a gambling problem.
Yeah, well, true.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not there.
Right.
Does that help? Or I still have a gambling problem?
Well, I mean, I think you're lying. Same way that I've watched The Wire.
Sure.
But sure.
All right. We excited about that, Demi Lovato?
Sure.
Don't care.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
All right, Ray J.
I mean, sure, fine. Don't care.
Jeez, Ray J.
I appreciate a comeback story.
I love a comeback story.
And she has one, and she deserves a shot.
Demi Lovato. Mm-hmm. Is that how Beer Monk says it?
Yes.
I enjoy it so much. Apple TV Plus has nabbed the rights to Beastie Boys Story, a documentary about the legendary rap trio produced by Spike Jonze.
Well, folks, it is official. The streaming wars have begun.
I mean, the excitement in that guy's voice
that guy is
palpable.
Really overwhelmed.
The movie features Beastie Boys, Adam Horovitz, and Mike Diamond discussing the group's 40-year friendship and rise as hip-hop exploded in the late 1980s. It's billed as a live documentary, and it was shot at Brooklyn's King Theater.
Yeah.
They also were going to pay tribute, obviously, to MCA, who passed away in 2012. Beastie Boys Story is set to debut in IMAX theaters on April 3rd, and then join Apple TV Plus on April 24th.
Excited.
And the film is a byproduct of Horovitz and Diamond's work on the retrospective Beastie Boys book.
Yes.
Can we?
And so this would be a live show that they did at that theater. Mm-hmm. And Jonah Hill was a producer on it, which is always very strange. But I'm excited to see it.
Same.
I'm excited as well, you guys.
I would like to see it.
We talked about this earlier, and it's just, it's weird to all of us that in 2017, a survey of 2,000 American chicken wing eaters, which, how do you find those people? Are you like, are you American? Yep. Chicken wing eater? Yep. Great. This survey is for you. They found that respondents ate just over 7 wings in a sitting.
Not enough.
What was happening in 2017 that you were like, 7's fine? Yeah. Oh, no, I'm good. Just 7. It's very strange.
Wings are 90% bone.
That's what I was going to say. Yes. There's barely any meat on them.
The average number of chicken wings eaten in a single setting has doubled in the past 2 years.
Yeah. Let's get fat.
USA.
Let's get fat.
Now, people are eating almost 16 wings
per
sitting.
Yeah, that's right.
Fat.
The thing that did shock me, though, is now more people are eating wings at home instead of getting their wings from a restaurant.
Yeah, see, that I don't appreciate.
But I also think that plays into the part of why they're eating twice as many.
Oh, they're not being shamed.
Because you're not being shamed and you're like, oh, I don't care that my hands are all crazy. And
well, I do. You know that. I don't like food on my hands.
How do... If you eat Cheetos with chopsticks, how do you eat chicken fingers?
This is for real.
An astronaut suit?
This is for real.
Do you have chicken fingers?
For absolute, this is honest.
Yeah.
I will not eat chicken wings in front of other people.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll take out, obviously, and bring them home.
Sure.
Right.
Because I love that Hot Wings Cafe on Melrose for LA heads.
Yeah.
And I will take it home, and I will eat it, and then I have
many napkins around, towels.
And in between each bite, I am wiping off my fingers and then wiping my mouth off. And then if I feel at any point I have to wash my hands, I will do that as well.
It's so much work.
I can't watch other people eat it either because they keep it on their hands and stuff, and that's crazy.
Are you able to go, I mean, I feel like I know the answer to this, but can you eat ribs?
Ribs are a little easier in a weird way. I know that's crazy, but I can hold the bone on the outside.
And use a fork?
I will do that as well. Okay. But if I go for the actual bite, which I won't do, and I'm not going to do that with a bunch of people.
That's ridiculous.
But if I do eat, it's a little easier to stay clean with the rib.
Interesting.
Than it is the chicken wing.
Okay.
Chicken wing, you also have the dipping sauce. There's a bunch of things.
There's a lot involved. Yeah, a lot could go wrong.
Yeah.
Your life is very complex.
But true. This is honest. I used to have a friend who would get chicken wings all the time because we lived near the chicken wing cafe. And after a while, I started timing it so he wouldn't come over for lunch and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Because he would eat it, and it was all over his hands. It was so gross.
You know you can... Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not done with this. But a food like ramen or pho.
Love it.
The slurping and it getting on maybe your chest doesn't bother you?
Not on my hands. Not on my hands.
Don't okay, but the
honestly, if
the
someone,
broth could come up and hit you?
If someone dumped pho all over themselves in front of me, I'd be totally fine. I have an issue with hands.
That's also a kink, but...
Just hands.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to tackle this. Just a list of foods.
And how
do you react?
Chicken wings is very high in the...
I would think. Yeah. I would absolutely think.
Higher, yeah.
All right. Well, I mean...
I go ahead and wait till the end when I'm done eating them, and then I clean my hands.
No.
And it's just as effective.
Oh, like a normal human being, you're
yes,
saying.
Allie, yes.
Why would I be eating ribs or chicken wings or anything in front of either of you, mostly to not look at your disgusting hands?
We need someone to send in wings. It's just that simple. Birthdays, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Kate Moss, John Carpenter, and Albert Pujols. And that's what's happening.
On Thursday mornings, we always like to check in with the good doctor, Dr. Drew. Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. Here we are.
Mm-hmm. Here we are.
I am Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
That's a strange thing
to lead good to hear.
Thank you, because that's a much better clip of it than we had.
Yeah.
Ours was a little muddier, so thank you for clearing that up. Dr. Drew, we have a question for you, and this is sort of odd, I know. The current champion of the world in boxing is Tyson Fury, and he's got a fight coming up, and he's runs off at the mouth a lot, so we have no idea if this is true or not.
Mm-hmm.
But he says that he is going to masturbate 7 times a day because that will increase his testosterone.
To be fair, I think he said he's going to continue to masturbate 7 times a day.
Yes, correct.
Which is the fact that he already is achieving such a high-level performance is a little startling.
I don't believe it. But I also know the opposite version, which is a professional team sometimes say don't have sex the night before.
By the way, mostly boxers.
Boxers?
Yeah, boxers have been saying
that
for
years. So you're all pent up, that type of thing?
Yeah.
Right. So the question is that a wives' tale? Is that folk wisdom? Is
correct.
There any scientific reality to that?
That's our question, and your answer is?
My answer is, well, first of all, before I give you my answer, let me just frame this by saying somebody's masturbating seven times a day to completion,
yeah.
I worry about things like medication-induced hypersexuality or manias. And so it makes me wonder, is he doing a little something in the off season with the steroids and all?
Oh,
that puts
interesting.
Him up at that level. But okay.
Wait, is that not normal?
Judge not, lest ye be judged. Ah. No, it is not exactly on the. It's outside. It's at least two standard deviations outside of the normal behavior.
Okay.
But okay, doesn't mean it couldn't be
so
his
five.
Normal.
Five is normal.
Well,
that's what you're saying.
That's Kevin's normal.
No,
but I'm
okay.
just saying, Jensen's more like three.
Hello.
But
Allie's like 10.
But here's the deal
just
on the testosterone.
Ladies masturbate, true.
Yes, but they don't. Their testosterone doesn't shift really very much when they do so.
Okay.
While men, their testosterone levels do fluctuate. And in the article about the fighter, they talked to a urological professor, and I completely agree with him that there are lots of shifts in testosterone, some acute spiking even when you do this. But it goes back to normal. It goes back to the baseline. Here's the part, though, that's interesting, and the urologist didn't talk about this, which is that if you don't engage in enough sexual activity, your testosterone does fall off with time.
Whoa.
There's sort of a U-shaped curve where you can kind of hit an optimum, and then if you're too active, it starts to fall off the other side. And
but
so,
if you're not active, it also falls off the other side?
It starts, yeah, it goes
huh.
low, right?
Huh,
it's there,
no idea.
So there's kind of a U-shaped, an inverted U, like a parabola, that you need
to have
a
certain amount of activity.
What's that?
We know what a U is.
Up
well,
until he said parabola,
upside down. Upside down U.
So wait, is this a do if you, it's a damned if you do too much, damned if you don't.
Exactly, exactly.
Hmm. But,
precisely correct. And if you think about it, I mean, if for some reason you can't engage in sexual activity, your body shutting down is sort of adaptive, right? I mean, you don't want to be driven nuts by, you know, right. you just sort of shut down. It also happens if you're dieting. When we're dieting,
is that right?
That's the first thing that goes when you're restricting calories is our libido, because, you know, your body's trying to conserve energy.
Interesting.
Now, if you have optimum, like let's say you're in an optimum reproductive environment, your testosterone goes up commensurate with that. And then if you get too active, it starts to fall down the other side.
Come on
so
now.
I would say then, best case scenario, if I'm a boxer, I've got a fight, I'm doing it 3-4 times a day. And then the night of my fight, as soon as they're like, all right, 2 minutes to the walkout, I'm like, no problem. Furious. You do it, and then you've had a spike right before your fight.
It could be, but we don't know. That could be true. That's a really interesting way to do it. By the same token, though, after you do this to completion, you're also flooded with serotonin and want to go to sleep.
Yeah, fatigue,
and
I was
so
going to say.
May not be optimal walking into a fight from the standpoint of other brain chemicals, right?
Okay.
And so this is all kind of a weird area.
Why are there so few answers on this type of question?
Because, you know why? Really, it's because everyone's biology around particularly testosterone is rather unique. It's why we have such difficulty with testosterone replacement therapies. The spectrum of normal for a given individual goes from like 200 to 800
wow.
in your blood. And so what is a normal for a given individual? Maybe seven times a day was normal for that guy. Maybe that is where he hits his optimum in that inverted U. I doubt it. But it's hard to predict where normal is for a given individual, and that's why there's not a lot of good science on this.
Hmm. Interesting.
Honestly, we kind of wrote this up as a joke. I think I've learned more in this one than
yeah.
I have any other segment.
Absolutely.
So don't do too much.
Makes me feel good about the other segment.
As well it should. Be sure to check out Dr. Drew's Daily Dose on Facebook, Periscope, Twitch, or wherever you stream. Also, you can follow him on Twitter at Dr. Drew, and the website is drdrew.com, where you can find all of the podcasts. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to do the Daily Dose right now, so check it out on your streaming platforms.
Well, I mean,
or
check it out in an hour.
And then maybe tape it.
In an hour.
All right, good. Yeah.
Okay. What's happening?
Why
we have time for that.
Yeah,
that
why
one.
Not?
Guys, we're all dog people. We love dogs. Jensen has a dog and
mm-hmm.
a cat.
I do.
Do you make sure that when you guys leave for the day or maybe even for a weekend that your dogs have music playing that they'll like?
Well, I would never leave the dog for a weekend.
Okay.
But when I do leave for a little bit, no, he's so relaxed. He just sleeps around, so I don't think about it much, no.
Okay. Kevin?
No.
All right.
You mean like put on the TV or music like
sure.
to keep going?
Absolutely.
No. I know some people leave on the TV, but I think that's crazy.
Well, We just amped up the crazy because Spotify can now generate playlists for your pets.
Oh, stop it.
With a new tool that claims to customize mixtapes based on species and personality traits.
Stop it.
The music streaming service announced this feature yesterday, noting that 71% of pet owners already play music for their pets. Again, 71% of pet owners already play music for their pets. The pet playlist tool allows users to choose between dog, cat, iguana, hamster.
Oh, no, stop come it. On. This is trolling.
And bird. And then you tell the platform how energetic or friendly their animal is to help Spotify then pick the playlist vibe. There's also a podcast called My Dog's Favorite Podcast.
Oh.
It's meant to soothe pups
this
when their owners
story
leave
is a troll.
The house.
Is that one hosted by Bark Marin?
Or Bird.
I mean.
But also, I've never seen anyone laugh that hard at their own joke.
I was so embarrassed. I'm laughing more at the embarrassment, not the joke.
A lot of shame involved.
Wow.
I was hiding my face. I didn't even look at either of you.
No,
when I said
you shouldn't have. Because I looked at Kevin and you saw the life kind of leave both of us at the same time.
That hurt.
All right. Well, this my dog's favorite podcast. It's meant to soothe pups and their owners. When their owners leave the house, while ambient music takes up most of each five-hour episode, the show begins with the narrator reassuring.
Are you still talking
listeners.
About this trolling article about really dogs and cats and birds listening to music?
Can I ask that we? I mean, I've never said this before. Is there a way we could include
Dave in the conversation? Absolutely. Because you know he would do this for Rhonda Ruffy.
Hold up.
What's the cat's name? George?
I don't know.
Angry
You're
Steve?
Asking Dave's
Roger.
Roger. Dave, what do you do for your dog?
I already did this playlist.
Right.
I already did the playlist.
His dog has a playlist.
And this just in, if you follow Dave or his girlfriend Krista, that dog is never alone. That dog is always with them. That dog needs a break from you guys.
No, she loves us. Right. But it's a pretty good playlist. It has Hobo Johnson, Foles, Matt and Kim, Dua Lipa.
You run it by Rhonda Ruffy and see if she likes it?
I will. I'll play it for her and see what she likes.
Okay.
Thank you, King of Mexico, for the decline of Western civilization.
Agreed.
I am curious, though, because he had to put in how energetic or friendly the animal is for it to pick that vibe. Do you think the way that you described Rhonda Ruffy to the people at Spotify worked with what the playlist had to offer?
I mean, for the curious aspect, I mean, my dog is curious, so they gave her a little bit of loud music, but I think it might be a little too hard for her.
Okay.
Does it have the Baja Men on it?
It does not.
Okay.
Come on, man.
What is happening with you right now?
Stop doing that.
I'm burning this place down.
You can't even get through a couple of words without...
I'm going out with a fight.
Yeah. All right. Remember when we had found out that Gigi Hadid was possibly going to be a member of the jury for the Harvey Weinstein case?
Yes.
And they had talked to her. She had to admit that she had met him in the past. They then asked, well, could you actually be impartial? She said yes. Then they went through a list of witnesses. She had met Selma Hayek, who's on the potential list of witnesses. Mm-hmm. Could you still be impartial? She said yes. Well, she's not on the jury.
Rejected!
Yeah, rejected. Get it out of here. Mm-hmm. She's not on the jury, so...
Makes sense.
But congratulations to her for doing the right thing and looking like she actually was like an upstanding citizen.
Kind of awesome.
And answered all the questions the way you're supposed to answer them. I mean, if you're feeling that way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would answer no. I would say no, I probably can't.
That's because you would want to get out of jury duty.
Right.
No. I'm saying because it's
really
Harvey Weinstein.
You don't think you could,
I honestly don't. I think I'd go into that thinking he's guilty.
Okay.
And I probably would take that into the jury with me.
Okay.
Well, good for you, Giggy.
Then you are being truthful.
Giggy,
I thought you were just trying to get out of jury duty.
Oh, no. I have many other ways to do that.
Oh, trust me. Kevin wouldn't even show up at the call for jury duty.
How
dare
you?
He'd be like, what do you mean? I threw that away 4 months ago.
Can't prove I didn't.
Sorry, I was washing my Klan hood. Kevin.
Wow.
Kevin.
I mean, that's
my Kevin impression.
Can you pull that?
Oh, damn it.
But not with the Kevin part.
Right.
All right.
So now we'll have I was washing my Klan hood with Jensen, and the one where I was doing a story on Taylor Swift and how people thought she was a Nazi for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm a Nazi. Join my team. And then they played
that
for
a year.
So
it's cleaner. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
None of this is working out for me. at all, you guys. Any of you ever look at Instagram on the web, like from your laptop?
No, I don't actually.
Not
very strange.
I don't either.
Yeah,
at all.
Sometimes I do to pull audio.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The only reason.
But I don't think you even can add to it from the internet, can you?
I think you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You could never check your direct messages from there. So you'll soon be able to check your Instagram direct messages from a desktop computer. They are rolling that out to a bunch of users. So, what?
My hands Jensen keep hitting the microphone this week.
Hits the mic every day
every
this
day.
Week.
This week,
yes.
But before that, I had never done it.
But yeah, and then there was a day, was it yesterday? You did it three times.
I know. Something's going on with my hands. You know what it is. You know what it is.
What?
The New Year's resolution.
Oh.
Which was?
I haven't been biting my nails.
Oh.
And
so now they're out of control?
Yeah.
Like, explain
no
how
okay.
it's definitely
Here's
that.
What it is. Here's what it is.
Yeah.
I've always known that my nails are out of control, so I've been biting them down.
Uh-huh. Right.
We've now allowed them to grow, uh-huh. and they're just like... They're working
they're
on their own.
They're not your nails. Those are your hands.
Idle hands.
Your nails are not hitting the microphone. Those are your hands.
Tell that to Edward Scissorhands. Those were his fingers.
Guys, it's getting worse.
Like, he's losing it.
It's you are me yesterday.
Oh, man.
How does that feel?
Can't it's not feel what good, I want to hear. It's not what I want to hear.
Guys, I just want to bring this up because this is not great for Baltimore or Washington, D.C. But it's not a crown any city wants to wear. Mm-hmm. But the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have said that Baltimore has the highest rate of sexually transmitted infections.
That's sad.
It's not great.
I mean, you're
number one at something.
They're number one.
They are number one.
No one can beat them.
Right. Yeah. Rounding out the top five, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, San Francisco, California, and Montgomery, Alabama. Congrats, Montgomery.
Montgomery.
I mean, just sneaking in there.
From racism to this.
Yeah. Areas with the lowest number of STIs per 100,000 people, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Hmm.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. How is Florida in this?
Any city in Florida.
I thought that you have to have a herpy to get into Salem.
You do, to walk into the state.
Lauderdale,
if you're walking. Albany, New York.
All right.
And Queens. Interesting. Okay. Interesting, you guys. But then we move on over to the lovely city of Baltimore. Oh, sorry, Washington, D.C.
Okay. Yes.
They are first in bed bugs.
They're number
one. Guys. That's just an area that...
Why? What?
A lot of STIs and bed bugs.
That seems bad.
Not good.
No.
You guys have... I mean, would you admit you had bed bugs? But have you guys ever had bed bugs?
No.
No.
Have you?
No.
No?
I just want to know someone who has.
Bonnie, you saw it too. You literally said, so would you guys ever admit to it? No. Well, yeah, we would. Have you? No. And then I said, have you? And we, no. And you looked down to your left.
Looked down to
your
left.
As we acknowledged earlier, my tell is higher, so I did not go higher.
But the looking down and left.
Yeah. Looking down was weird, but I haven't had bed bugs, no.
Okay. Even at a hotel, you stayed at something.
But I remember during the New York.
I mean, not that I know of.
Remember that New York infestation? Yeah. I had stayed around that time and was very nervous about it, but I did not have it, no. But I do know someone who, Casey, you did? Casey had bed bugs?
Oh, wow. Casey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
No wonder we keep her
she
in another room.
Awful.
Oh, I'm sure it's terrible.
Is that why she's in the other room?
Yeah, she's sequestered.
I had no idea.
For years.
For years.
They have to burn her clothes, burn her bed.
You have to start all over.
Start all over.
She's been
living in family.
She's been living in that room for a couple of years.
You have to break up with whoever you're with.
Yeah.
You start, your new parents.
You have to get new parents?
Shave your head, shave all body hair,
That's pretty extreme.
It's
you
super
would
extreme.
Be screwed if you had to shave all body hair.
That's years.
Like
I'd be working for years, yeah.
But by the time he got done, he would have to go back to the beginning again because
the
that would already...
The bed bugs are all dead.
You had to have, Kevin, growing up with kids that were at
school. I would assume
you
so. I'm not aware of it.
No, I'm thinking lice.
Lice, right?
Kids had lice.
Yeah, but I'm not aware of it, yeah.
You don't remember if your kids had lice? Your kids had lice.
No,
sure.
I don't.
I never had lice.
I don't think so.
Oh, I had lice in kindergarten.
I don't think so.
Because we had wigs and stuff that we would play a dress up and we got lice.
Where'd you go to school? Fame?
Oh my God, yes. See, it was so weird because...
No, really, why are you wearing
Debbie Allen walked in and she had her cane and she's like, now's the time of the morning.
Where are your wigs?
You guys put on your wig. We had dress up.
All right.
So we had a little house and inside that house we had wigs and we had little outfits. You guys didn't have dress up?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
No, we did like the alphabet.
Oh, no, we did that, too. What do you think? I'm just not learning at all in kindergarten?
Yeah, so you went to wig school.
No.
We learned math. Yeah. That's what we did, Allie. How about you?
Okay, now it hurts. Now this is triggering. But I had lice as a, as a little kid. Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah, look, I could have. I just don't remember.
I guarantee your kids had lice.
I don't think my kids. No. I don't think my kids did. I'm talking
you
about me.
Did, yeah.
I didn't have lice, but I do remember a girl down the street having lice and my mom being like, don't ever speak to her again.
Don't ever speak to me or my son again. Yeah. Lice.
She was like, you know that girl that lives down the street, right? I said, yeah, she has lice. I said, oh, crazy. She said, don't ever get near her again. I said, okay.
Never.
Like ever in life.
Yeah, and I would run from her now.
Your mom is crazy.
Yeah, we'll get into that down the road.
And you're crazy.
Yeah.
Both. Wow. Honestly, he's this you is yesterday. Like a bait situation over here. Him and his mom. Yeah. Right? Who's with me?
Agreed.
Mother.
Give a call right now.
No, nope, don't call. We're leaving.
Okay. Some birthdays for you. Kate Moss, John Carpenter, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Albert Pujols. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, LA, and your drive home. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. A song that everyone knows.
I'm sorry, the what?
Oh,
the what
that
show?
Was it. Thank you. I was still thinking about Bark Marin. I was literally in my head going, I can't believe I made that joke.
See, I was itchy because I was thinking about life.
Stupid Destiny started pointing at the...
Threw up in the air. Like, what is wrong with you people? All right, we're up to nine. Kevin, it's all right.
It's
you
fine,
said that
man.
Name for
look,
30 years.
It's the 16th in year two of those. So that's me. I did it seven times. I'm all right with that.
Yep.
I mean, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Taking a pick.
Really? Were you subtracting two from nine to see if seven
sure
was right?
Okay. I'd use my fingers.
A song everybody knows, but no one in this room knows the story behind it and the lyrics. And it's the most ridiculous song that's ever been
I had
been
no
made.
Idea, yeah. And now I'm ashamed, but also happy I never knew.
Tiny things that you can't do. I talked earlier this morning about trying my best to work chopsticks. And I can't. Yeah.
If you'd like to see that, at Kevin Mornings on Instagram, we posted it. It's worse than you think it could be. Stabbing, they're shoveling, it runs the gamut.
I also look, and Jensen pointed out, it looks like I don't have any control of my hands.
No, at one point, it's like a claw over it, like you're holding a bat.
Yeah, I can't believe
it's
I'm
crazy.
The one hitting the mic.
Also, that's my jam, and you'll get a chance to choose the song with Keep It 100 tomorrow morning.